Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Every American who has ever feared that they may lose their coverage if they become too sick, or lose their job, or change their job.
I'm Dan Revive in Washington. The president tried to be reassuring to Americans, saying he understands why they're cynical about what government can accomplish, but...
If you have health insurance, the reform we're proposing will provide you with more security and more stability.
And the cost of coverage for many millions now uninsured, he said, can be covered by reducing waste. When a reporter asked what happened to his pledge that all health negotiations would be open on TV, Mr. Obama was defensive.
You will recall in this very room, our kickoff event was here on C-SPAN.
Adding he doesn't think there are a lot of secrets, he does point to attacks on him on the health issue.
I'm the President of the United States, so I've got a doctor following me every minute. Which is why I say this is not about me.
Yet leading Republicans respond that the president is trying to rush through an expensive government takeover with a minimum of debate.
Critics, including Wisconsin Republican Congressman Paul Ryan, say the president's plan is too costly and...
I also don't see the reason why it must be rushed and passed next week. You have to remember, this is a 1,000-page bill that most members of Congress haven't even had a chance to read yet.
One woman who believes in what the president is doing is Regina Holiday, who's facing a tough situation with two children, including a son who's autistic.
My husband passed away, so his insurance was tied to his job. So therefore, at the end of the coming month, we will have no insurance.
But Joe Olivo, the co-owner of a small business in Moorestown, New Jersey, is worried about the price tag.
The one thing it seems to be, no matter what plan they talk about, is that they're planning to raise taxes on small business in order to fund this.
I'm Pete Combs in Atlanta. President Obama didn't address what a lot of doctors say is their number one concern, legal reform.
He doesn't realize the liability that we as physicians are facing.
Dr. Scott Miller says you can't bring down the cost of health care until you address huge premiums for malpractice insurance. Dr. Todd Williamson is president of the Medical Association of Georgia.
Liability reform saves real money.
Without tort reform, Williamson and others say it'll be almost impossible for a lot of doctors to stay in business.
I'm Kimberly Dozier at the White House. The president will tour the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio today. The clinic has a top-ranked heart program, but it also has one of the nation's best records in keeping down patient costs. Mr. Obama described it as a role model for the nation's health care system to follow. He'll follow his tour with another town hall meeting about health care.
But health care wasn't the only subject President Obama addressed last night. He was asked about this week's arrest of Harvard University scholar Henry Louis Gates at his own home after Cambridge police answered a report of a break-in there.
The Cambridge police acted stupidly in arresting somebody when there was already proof that they were in their own home.
Gates is black, the arresting officer white. Mr. Obama says there is a history of minorities being disproportionately stopped by police.
The fact of the matter is that this still haunts us.
Now, the officer who arrested Gates, Sergeant James Crowley, denies race played any role, does not expect to be disciplined, and refuses to apologize.
I have the support of my organization, which I'm very grateful for, and it's just not a consideration. It's not going to happen.
It's 4 past the hour.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but play...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
All right, Tom, take down this number.
Sorry, I can't. I'm driving. Can you call back and leave it on my voicemail?
When driving, make safety your most important call. This message brought to you by the wireless industry and this radio station.
From Consumer Reports, cooling your home, I'm Reese Sprans. The most common mistake people make when it comes to air conditioners is getting the wrong size. Underestimate your cooling needs and you could end up sweating. Overestimate and you'll have a cold, damp space. Before installing a central air system, have a contractor do a load calculation to determine the required cooling capacity. This step is an important one as well if you're upgrading an existing system, since changes made to improve your home's energy efficiency, such as replacing windows or adding insulation, can reduce your cooling needs. On the other hand, if you've added living space, you might need more cooling. After the required cooling capacity has been determined, focus on installation. Adding a central system is relatively straightforward if you already have ductwork for your heating. But if your home doesn't have ducts, adding them can be expensive and messy. If you're in this camp, consider a split ductless system instead. Split ductless systems are similar to central air in that they can cool multiple rooms but need no duct work. Choosing a reliable central air system is crucial because breakdowns are inconvenient and costly. According to our latest product reliability survey, Trane, the market leader, along with Rheem and Rood, were less likely to need repairs than those from Goodman and Heil. Of course, central air isn't right for every home. Recommended window air conditioners in our next report. I'm Marie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Save with all new super price reductions at King Soopers. You'll find them on products like half gallons of Kroger orange juice, loaves of Blue Label bread, King Soopers large eggs, and lots more. Hurry in for more super price reductions store-wide and get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
His 6'4" frame was well toned by constant athletics.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos dias, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball.
Barack Obama says we are going to get health care reform, and we're going to get it this year. Primetime news conference last night, and I was there in the East Room of the White House and on MSNBC, a special edition of the Ed Show right afterwards, and we're talking about it this morning here on the Bill Press Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thursday, July 23rd here on the Bill Press Show. We're coming to you live from our little radio factory on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., just down the street from the United States Capitol building, where they were debating last night. When I came back from the White House last night, the light was on the top of the Capitol, indicating the senators and the members of Congress were in there still debating health care reform while the president was speaking about it at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue. Our toll-free number, you want to join the conversation, we invite your calls, particularly on health care. Was the president tough enough? Did he convince you? What else does he have to do? 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737. And on the website today at BillPressShow.com, you'll find my photographs taken last night in the East Room of the White House. I had a good seat. You know, it looks like I was just looking at this picture on the in the...
Is that your hair in the New York Times?
In the New York Times. I don't know if it was my hair, but I mean, I was like sitting right where that, right in front of that photographer of the New York Times, because that's the same shot that I had. And under the White House report page, you'll find all the photos from the East Room last night. Team Press in place. Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning.
Hi, guys.
Bill!
Nice to see you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. The funniest part last night for me of the news conference was when the man alongside of me, Steve Koff from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, was supposed to be called on. The president, in fact, did call on him, but somebody else named Steve, who's a little hard of hearing, thought the president was calling on him, and he stood up and asked a question. The president answered his question instead. And then the president went on and called Lynn Sweet from the Chicago Sun-Times, good friend of the show. And the guy alongside of me, after he gets aced, he's asking me, what should I do? What should I do? He called on me, but the other guy stole my question. So I told this guy, stand up, which he did. Here's how that sounded.
I'm trying to make sure that everybody has good health care, and they don't right now.
Now he tries to move on.
Lynn Sweet. Oh. Oh. Well, I said Steve Koff, but he just stood up, huh? Well, that's not fair. Shame on you. All right. Get in there real quick,
Steve. All right. So Steve Koff was alongside me. He did stand up from the Cleveland Plain Dealer at that point, ask his question. And it was Steve Toma from McClatchy who felt terrible afterwards because he just heard Steve. So he stood up, which... That's a good lesson. Next time the president says Bill, any Bill, just Bill,
I'm standing up, man.
Because pretty clear, the president doesn't know what everybody looks like. All right, we got a lot to cover this hour. The president also got into something not having to do with health care last night. We'll tell you all about it. And Kent Conrad joining us a little bit later. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Police raided one of Michael Jackson's doctor's offices yesterday looking for evidence of manslaughter. A hard drive and several documents were taken from Dr. Conrad Murray's office. He was the doctor present at the pop star's home when he died on June 25th.
That guy's in trouble.
Yeah, he's in real trouble, man.
I think, yeah.
Hey, want to smell like Amy Winehouse?
No.
No!
The British tabloid OK reports the singer wants to jump on the latest celebrity trend and develop a signature fragrance that reflects her 1950s style.
Not a lot of people want to smell like an ashtray filled with whiskey.
The final Alpine...
What does heroin smell like?
The final Alpine stage in the Tour de France was too much for Lance Armstrong yesterday.
Uh-oh.
He slipped back to fourth place. Couldn't stay in front, so he supported teammate Alberto Contador, his bid for the win instead. Contador leads his closest challenger by over 2 minutes right now, and the race ends on Sunday. Lance believes a second-place finish for himself is still within reach.
But he definitely won't. He's not going to win. I don't think so.
Nope.
11 minutes after the hour now. Yes, indeed, we just heard the president there call on Lynn Sweet. And every question until that time, she asked the 10th question, Lynn Sweet from the Chicago Sun-Times. And every question had been about health care. And, of course, that's what the White House wanted. They wanted this whole thing to be about health care. Lynn changed the subject and asked the president about this incident that happened up in Cambridge with Henry Louis Gates Jr., who is a professor at Cambridge at Harvard, and one of the most distinguished African-American studies scholars in the world, and a friend of the president's, widely known. And what happened, in case you haven't heard about it, is that Gates had been away. He came home to his home in Cambridge, and he had lost his keys. He didn't have his keys. So he calls, he's African-American, he calls a friend, and thinking he might have a key or could help him out or whatever, and that guy doesn't help him out. So what they did was they forced the door. They either jimmied the keys or they pushed the door open somehow and basically broke into his own home. But it was his own home. Somebody sees this, sees a couple of guys breaking into a front door, and they called the police. Well, the police arrived, and Gates is already in the house, and the police, who knows, I wasn't there, the president wasn't there, you weren't there, but at any rate, the police ended up arresting him for disorderly conduct. He says, he showed them, hey, I'm sorry, there's just been some mistake, obviously this is my house. Here's my ID. Here's my driver's license. It just shows I live here. Here's my stuff. Somebody saw us coming. They didn't know what was going on. Who knows? But Gates was arrested in his own home for disorderly conduct. The charges were later dropped. So the president was asked about this. And first of all, he said to begin with, he understood how things happened. Up to a point.
The guy forgot his keys, jimmied his way to get into the house. There was a report called into the police station that there might be a burglary taking place. So far, so good, right? I mean, yeah, if I was trying to jigger into, well, I guess this is my house now, so it probably wouldn't happen. But let's say my old house in Chicago. Here I'd get shut.
no doubt about it. But I'm with the president. Up to that point, you understand it. The guy doesn't have his keys. He breaks into the house. Somebody sees it. They call the police. So far, no problem. But at that point, arresting the guy for disorderly conduct in his own house, the president, in an unusually blunt phrase, says they did the wrong thing.
The Cambridge police acted stupidly. in arresting somebody when there was already proof that they were in their own home.
Stupidly. By the way, I should have said earlier, the president did say that Gates was a friend of his, so he admitted, he said, I have a certain bias when it comes to my reaction to what happened here. But for the president to call out the Cambridge Police Department for acting stupidly certainly raised a few eyebrows there in the East Room and around the nation. And the president said, you know, jumping to the larger issue, this proves once again, sadly, that while we made a lot of progress in this country, there is still a lot of racial profiling that goes on, particularly for blacks and Latinos.
What I think we know, separate and apart from this incident, is that there is a long history in this country of African Americans and Latinos being stopped by law enforcement disproportionately. And that's just a fact.
It is a fact. It is a fact. And we've seen it in state after state. It is a problem that police departments recognize. It's a problem the police departments have been working on. The president pointed out last night. This is why it's important to have the kind of training in racial profiling that goes on now at the state level, at the local level, and I'm sure with the federal agencies, too, of this tendency to see a young black guy driving a car or a group of black guys in a car and immediately to assume that they're up to no good, or in this case, to see a black man entering a house, using force to enter a house in Cambridge, and somebody immediately assumes it's a burglary going on. Again, the president said to that point, you understand, you see anybody, it doesn't matter what color, breaking into the front door of a house, you might think, hey, you know, kind of what's going on here, particularly if you're not a neighbor and you don't know the guy. But for the police to arrive, and because they see the black man in the house, therefore he must have broken into the house, even though he shows you ID that shows that he, in fact, lives there, and probably had, I'm sure, showed them ID showing that he is a Harvard professor who lives there, and they still arrest him. Yeah, the president said a reflection of a much larger problem which still exists in this country. And he pointed out that the fact that Barack Obama, was standing at the podium in the White House indicates how far we've come in putting some of these racial biases and racial prejudices and stereotypes behind us. But what happened to Henry Louis Gates up in Cambridge proves that we're still not all the way there. I guess the question is, I thought the president was, and Tom Shales made this point in the Washington Post this morning, I thought he might have, if he had asked his aides ahead of time, what should I say about this, they probably would have said, no, don't say it was stupid. He probably used a word that presidents wouldn't normally use, but I thought it was refreshingly candid that he was so blunt about it, number one. And number two, I think it was absolutely what he said about racial profiling is absolutely, absolutely, and sadly true. And this should never have happened, and I would hope, if they haven't already done so, the Cambridge Police Department would apologize to Professor Henry Louis Gates. 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377. Should the president even have commented on this? And did he say the right thing?
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
Are you confused about the new laws regulating credit card companies? If you are buried in a mountain of credit card debt, here are some things you need to know. The new laws would regulate the interest rates and fees credit card companies can charge moving forward, but they do nothing to help eliminate the debt you have now. If your credit card debt has become too much for you to handle alone, call Jordan McKenna. Jordan McKenna will match you with a reputable law firm who will negotiate and reduce your credit card balance and stop harassing collection calls. They get to the source of the problem by having your debt potentially reduced by thousands of dollars. The savings are real. The relief is real. We're not here to judge. We are here to help. The call, consultation, and information are absolutely free. There is no cost or obligation to find out about your options. Call 800-396-4417. That's 800-396-4417. Don't wait. Call now. 800-396-4417. 800-396-4417.
Announcing the Ally Bank Online Savings Account with an interest rate of 1.85% APY. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account that offers a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. So call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Every month we get lots of letters telling us how much folks like Geico's claim service. And I quote, "The adjuster assigned to my claim was incredible. He walked me through everything." Then there's this one. Geico.com is very useful and lets you track your claims. And this. "I filed a claim at 4:15 on Thursday afternoon and my car was in the shop at 10 a.m. on Friday." And my personal favorite, "Easy squeezy lemon peasy."
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
From Consumer Reports and eBook Showdown, I'm Ernie Sprantz. If you're shopping for an eBook reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS-700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC. It's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's 5-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. And bestsellers cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one and only
entertaining Austrian fashionista Bruno has burst onto the silver screen to very good but not incredible reviews. In this follow-up to 2006's Borat mockumentary, creator Sacha Baron Cohen once again dances perilously close to the edge of the comedy cliff. Prepare for one of the most outrageous, insensitive, elaborate, offensive movies of recent times.
Showbiz. 554-3037.
Is the Bill Press Show.
23 minutes after the hour of the Bill Press Show. By the way, a little footnote. I walked out of the East Room with Lynn Sweet last night. And I said to her, hey, Lynn, great question. And Lynn said to me, will I make it on talk radio with that question? I assured her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we would be talking about that, her question and the president's response this morning. Steve calling from Monroe, Michigan. What do you say, Steve?
I don't think he should have commented until all the facts are in, and I just referenced the Duke Rakes case from a few years back where they were vilified as being guilty, and it turned out that they were innocent.
Well, that's true. But the facts in this case are pretty well known, don't you think? I mean, the guy lived there and was arrested in his own house, having shown the police ID that he lived there.
Right, but you've got two different stories. We haven't heard the police side yet. I mean, he could have got lippy with the police and got kind of belligerent with him. We don't know that. There's another side of the story that you have to let filter out, and then, you know, we'll see where the chips fall.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, that's a careful thing to do. The guy's a president's friend, and I'm sure, you know, he was pissed off about his friend getting arrested. All right, Steve, I got it. Charlene calling from Westchester, New York. Hi, Charlene.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
I'm just concerned that we should be talking about the health care this morning, not his comments about the...
Hey, Charlene, good morning. Thank you for joining us. We've been talking for the last 2 hours nonstop.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Oh, I didn't say that. That was Glenn Beck. But seriously, nonstop. We've talked about what he said about health care for 2 hours and took probably 100 calls. And we're going to talk to Ken Conrad about it in the next segment, okay? So give me a freaking break. Drew calling from Buffalo, New York. Hi, Drew.
Hey, you know, listen, and I think that other caller previously was kind of on the right track.
Yeah.
I read the stories the first 2 days they were in the paper. I think that the police and both the professor both had an issue here, and I think they were both wrong and they were both right. There was a reported break-in. He couldn't get in his front door because the previous break-in attempt had jammed it closed. He was caught, or seen at least, trying to push open his own door. And then by the time the police got there and they asked to be clear that he lived there, he got belligerent with them and followed them out the front door. So they couldn't calm him down because he got overly belligerent because he thought it was racial profiling instead of trying to understand they were doing their job. They were both wrong, but I don't think the president knew the facts, and he shouldn't have spoke up on it. He should have just passed.
Well, don't you understand, for let's take Louis Gay's problem. Let's say it happened to you, right? You know, as you come home, you've been away, you come home, somebody's tried to break into your house. You know, that angers you, number one. Then you get in yourself, and finally you're inside your house, and you're still upset about the fact that somebody tried to jimmy your front door. And then the cops show up and start accusing you. You're probably ready to call the cops to say, hey, I want to report a break-in, and then they're accusing you of breaking into your own house. Wouldn't you be upset?
No, I live in the same neighborhood like the professor lives in, where it's an upper-class neighborhood, and it is a mixed neighborhood with upper-class white and black professionals. And if somebody were to break into one of my neighbor's homes, I would be right there calling the police. And
I'm not saying that. I said, what if it was you broke into your own house because you couldn't get in the front door, and you're dealing with that, and then the cops show up and arrest you?
I would understand the police are doing their job and they have to be thorough. But I wouldn't run out the front door.
You know what, Drew? Yeah, I think you may think you're superhuman, but I'm not sure I believe it. I know I'd be upset. And I'd be upset if it happened to a friend of mine too. All right. Well, you know, who was I forgetting? Charlene, was it? You know, was
yeah.
Yeah, I was chastising this because we haven't talked about healthcare enough. This morning.
Okay, maybe we should start talking about healthcare because, you know, we really have avoided the topic.
Well, wait a minute. I was in the East Room last night. Did the president talk about healthcare?
Did he talk about healthcare? I didn't notice.
Oh, God. Let me see. I'll have to check my notes here, it seems to me. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Guess what? He did. Well, one of the things he talked about was how we're going to pay for this. The president said last night that we could pay two-thirds of the cost of the $1 trillion program. Two-thirds of the cost, he said, we could pay it by savings in the way today we deliver health care. Well, one of the guys responsible for figuring out how to pay for it is going to join us next year on the Bill Press Show, Senator Ken Conrad from North Dakota. We'll ask him if he agrees with the president, and if not, how the hell are we going to pay for it?
This is the Bill Press Show.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-827-7658.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-827-7658. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-827-7658. That's 800-827-7658.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, buy half-price tickets to see Blue Oyster Cult this Friday at the Grizzly Rose. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Consumer Reports, some common camera goofs. I'm Ernie Sprantz. As part of a test of digital cameras for the July issue, Consumer Reports surveyed some 8,200 online subscribers about the care and feeding of their digital cameras. Many failed to make the best use of their new point-and-shoots. 66% didn't regularly clean the camera lens. You should clean the lens before each use. This minimizes the risk of focusing problems and blurry areas on pictures. 45% left photos in their camera for at least a month. Photo files should be copied to a backup device, like a hard drive, soon after capture. This reduces the risk of theft or deletion. 39% didn't know whether the camera had scene modes, image stabilization, face detection, or burst mode. These features make shooting easier and can improve your photos, so check the manual for features you may be unaware of. 28% of those surveyed told us they cleaned the lens with a shirt sleeve, household tissue, or canned air. You should clean your lens gently with a microfiber lens cloth and lens cleaning fluid. This way, you won't scratch or otherwise damage the surface. And finally, for those upgrading to a newer camera, 13% disposed of their old camera in the trash. If possible, sell your current camera, give it away, or recycle it. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Happy Thursday, July 23rd, the Bill Press Show coming to you live coast to coast from our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. And we went right from the East Room of the White House last night to MSNBC to here, the radio studio, pulling an all-nighter on health care. The big question. All right, we see what the president wants now, and we see how much it's going to cost. How are we going to pay for it? One of the senators chiefly responsible for that, chair of the Senate Budget Committee, and a leading member, Democrat, on the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Kent Conrad, a good friend from North Dakota. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. I want to start out with something the president said opening up last night about his overall program. This is a pledge, he repeated, in terms of looking for a way to pay for it. The president says, here's the most important thing.
I've also pledged that health insurance reform will not add to our deficit over the next decade. And I mean it. In the past 8 years, we saw the enactment of two tax cuts, primarily for the wealthiest Americans, and a Medicare prescription program, none of which were paid for. And that's partly why I inherited a $1.3 trillion deficit. That will not happen with health insurance reform.
Do you buy that, Senator Conrad, that we can have health care reform and not add to the deficit?
Absolutely, we can do it, and we must do it. And I also believe the president is very serious about it.
And he's told you that, I'm sure. You've met with him on this issue, right?
Yeah, a week ago Friday, he had me down, and we spent about an hour. And he looked me right in the eye, and he said, Kent, I pledge to you, as I've said before, that I will not sign a bill that, number one, adds to the deficit, number two, that does not bend the cost curve of health care in the right way. That is, that will slow the growth of health care expenditure effectively.
The other thing the president said last night, and I was surprised to hear him use this figure, Senator, he said he believes that, let's say we're, for the purposes of this discussion, we're talking $1 trillion, right? That he thought, he says that two-thirds of that cost could come from savings in the way we now deliver health care, as some people put it, going from volume to value, right? Or quantity to quality. Two-thirds of it. Again, do you buy that?
I do, and I also believe the cost of the overall package is probably going to come in well under $1 trillion, and that, in fact, two-thirds of it can be financed by reallocating money already going to health care, that is to develop savings by substantially changing the delivery model of health care.
Yeah, right. And such the way he was sort of describing last night, right? Is that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly right. I think the president is entirely correct about that.
Well, let me just a curious question. If we could do that, and if we're easy to do that, why haven't we already done that? I mean, seriously, you know,
it
makes
really
sense if you look at like the Mayo Clinic. Everybody says the Mayo Clinic, right? And or there are other places where they really have a very cost-effective delivery system. But other places where they spend tons of money, they shouldn't.
It is absolutely fascinating. If you look around the country, there's the Mayo Clinic model, the Cleveland Clinic model, Geisinger up in Pennsylvania, Intermountain out in Utah, Kaiser Permanente, all these very effective, much lower cost than others, and they get very high quality outcomes. In fact, Mayo, you get the best quality outcomes and among the lowest cost. So what's wrong with this picture?
Right, exactly.
What we see is tremendous geographic variation around the country in terms of cost and the quality of healthcare outcomes. And what is so striking is that the highest cost areas have the lowest quality outcomes. The lower cost areas have the highest quality outcomes. So we know what needs to be done here. But changing the cultures in these various parts of the country, very, very hard to do.
So how do you do it? By legislation. I mean, you've got to, what you're talking about is convincing these docs, right, that they get paid or not to to order so many different procedures or so many different tests or so many duplicative tests, right, but only
you know,
to do what works. How do you convince them to do that?
It's a combination of carrot and sticks.
Uh-huh.
So incentives to encourage people to form these accountable care organizations, these integrated systems where you have teams of doctors treating patients in a patient-centered practice so that they're sharing diagnostic equipment, they're sharing administrative overhead. You don't have a series of doctors, each in their own offices, each with their own administrative staff, each with their own diagnostic expenditures on equipment, so that you rationalize the system. And that's clearly what has to be done here.
Senator Ken Conrad, chair of the Senate Budget Committee here on the Bill Press Show. All right, Senator, so let's get to the sticky point. Now, we've covered at least, let's use the president's number, two-thirds of it. You think maybe even a little more. And now we got the remaining one-third of the cost.
Yep.
How the hell are we going to pay for that? Now, let's start out. The president said last night that his idea, if I can check my notes here, would be to limit the deductions for the wealthiest of Americans. He said that's his idea, but nobody else seems to buy it. What's he talking about?
Well, he's talking about a cap on deductions. So currently, you can deduct at 35% your deductions for, you know, interest on your home, for example. And currently there
business,
is a cap at
business
35%.
Expenses and all that stuff, right?
He's proposed reducing that to 28%. The problem with that idea is it has absolutely nothing to do with bending the cost curve for health care. So there is a better idea, which so far he's rejected, which is to reduce the income tax subsidy to health care. The income tax subsidy to health care over the next 10 years is $2.4 trillion. And some of us have said, hey, let's reduce that by 5%. 5%. So instead of having a $2.4 trillion subsidy to health care, we'd have a $2.3 trillion subsidy to health care. Every economist that's come before the Finance Committee has said this is one of the two most important things we need to do in order to bend the cost curve in the right way.
But is that taxing health care benefits?
Yep, it sure is. And it is taxing those who are at the very high end, Cadillac plans, those that have a value of more than $25,000 a year, which represents 1% of the policies in the country. And why is this important? Because it will, every economist has told us, help reduce overutilization. And, you know, these plans, what does a plan look like that's worth $25,000 a year? Let me just say, members of Congress, the value of their plan is between $13,000 and $14,000 a year.
How about most the plans that most working men and women, members of labor unions, have through their place of work? Are they Cadillac plans?
We've not found plans that working men and women have that have a value of over $25,000. Maybe there are some out there.
I doubt there would.
We've seen some that are close. In fairness, we have seen some teacher union plans that are at $24,500. We have seen some fire and police plans that are at $23,000. But, you know, fire and police, that's a special category, and I think under any circumstance, we certainly wouldn't want to have a levy on our first responders. That would make no sense.
So why not put a surtax on people who are making 500,000 individuals or $1 million for families, as the House Democrats have suggested?
You could do that, but frankly, you know, we've got a deficit problem outside of health care. And again, the economists have told us you really ought to restrict your savings and your revenue options to health care, because those are things that will bend the long-term cost curve in health care. And, you know, this is not just an academic issue. We're spending one in every $6 in this economy in health care.
Right.
On the current trend line, we're headed for one in every $3. That would be a catastrophe for families, for businesses, and for the government itself. So, you know, we got to be smart about this. It polls a lot better to go after those who are at the top end of the income category. But frankly, we're going to need to address them to deal with the larger deficit and debt issue, as well as go after the spending side of the equation, because we're on an overall course that's completely unsustainable with the buildup of deficit and debt.
And finally, Senator, the president last night indicated that he hadn't yet seen the Finance Committee plan. He said there were good parts of the House plan, good parts of the Health Committee plan. He hadn't yet seen the Finance Committee plan. Nobody has. When are we going to see it?
As the chairman has said repeatedly, we'll be ready when we're ready. And we have been going through a very disciplined process of producing a proposal for our colleagues and for the country, and in due course we'll be ready to come forward with that proposal to our colleagues, and of course ultimately they'll decide whether or not they want to go the route that we'll be suggesting or some alternative.
Before the August recess?
Oh yes, we will. Finance Committee, we've had a subgroup meeting for weeks, three Democrats, three Republicans, sometimes as much as 7 hours a day, going over options. We'll be meeting again today, and we're getting close.
All right. All right. All right. We'll be looking forward to it. I guess it's going to be, let's say, early next week.
You know, I can't say with specificity because in some ways it's out of our hands. You know, we come up with options, and then we have to submit them to the Congressional Budget Office for their official estimates. And we have no control over how long they need to take in order to evaluate them. So in some ways we are dependent on the Joint Committee on Taxation, the Congressional Budget Office, and their, you know, going over and determining whether or not these things are paid for and whether or not they bend the cost curve.
Well,
it's much more important we get this right than we meet any artificial deadline.
Well, I'll tell you what, we better let you get back to work. Thank you so much, Senator, for
always
taking time for us this morning.
Bye-bye.
All right, great. Senator Kent Conrad, an important man there on the Senate Finance Committee.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You've got tons more to lose. Please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Call now to receive a very special offer.
Call 800-592-5157. Ask about a free supply. 800-592-5157. That's 800-592-5157.
From Consumer Reports, savings round the clock. I'm Reese Sprantz. Early birds don't get only worms anymore. They're eligible for discounts on all kinds of stuff. Later risers needn't feel slighted, though. They'll probably find other deals. Especially in times like these, with merchants scrambling to get customers in the door, time-of-day discounts are plentiful. Here's a roundup of some timely bargains. Air travel. The cheapest time to fly depends on your route and other factors, though you'll often find the least expensive seats are on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday flights. The best time to book a bargain seat is midweek, Tuesday afternoon through Thursday. Bowling. For the best rates, go before 9 or 10 a.m., or sometimes after 9 p.m. Car washes. Deals can be had if you drive in early, before 8 or 9 a.m. Farmers markets. Sellers rarely want to haul their bounty back to the farm, so look for deals near closing time. Golf, tee off by 7 or 8 a.m. or after 3 or 4 p.m. Tennis, you'll often save by starting your game as early as 6 or 7 in the morning or late, like after 9 at night. Movies, matinees, usually in the morning or early afternoon, are a traditional money saver. And finally, restaurants. Even some high-end places now offer early bird specials and other tasty inducements. Look for lunches starting before 11 and dinners at 4 or 5. Night owl specials often begin around 9. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
As the first season of Discovery Channel's Pitch Men drew to a close, infomercial star and series frontman Billy Mays passed away in his sleep at the age of 50. The series followed Mays and his longtime business partner and fellow pitchman Anthony Sully Sullivan as they attempted to market new inventions and products. No word yet on whether Pitch Men will be renewed for a second season.
Is the Bill Press Show.
Before the top of the hour here, the Bill Press Show introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an EPA estimated 32 miles per gallon on the highway and up to 600 highway miles on every tank of gas, it is the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway by far. the Chevy Equinox. Check it out at Chevy.com/Equinox. Well, we told you here yesterday that early yesterday morning, that there was going to be a top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee announce his support for Sonia Sotomayor. I met him at a restaurant the night before, and he told me that news, but asked me not to identify him until he had a chance to announce it himself yesterday, which Lindsey Graham did yesterday at 1 p.m. Eastern.
I choose to vote for Judge Sotomayor.
Oops.
Because I believe she is well qualified.
Yep. He's voting for her even after 4 days. He still can't pronounce her last name. But good for Lindsey Graham. And that makes five Republicans by last count. Senator Lugar, Senator Mel Martinez, Senator Olympia Snowe, Senator Susan Collins, and now Senator Lindsey Graham. Who
just shut up for a few minutes.
Oh, come on, Senator. Lindsey Graham, now the five of them voting for Sonia Sotomayor. There will be others. And with 60 Democrats, that gives her 65 votes. You know, I think she's going to get, I've said 75, but I think she's going to get at least 70 votes in the United States Senate. The committee will vote on Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. On another issue, you know, there are some crazies out there who still refuse to accept the fact that Barack Obama was born in Honolulu and is an American citizen. Alan Keyes, nutty Alan Keyes, actually has filed a lawsuit challenging the legitimacy of Barack Obama's presidency because he says, Keyes, that he wasn't born in the United States. The people who follow Alan Keyes in this nutty conspiracy are called, they call themselves birthers. On Larry King night before last, Liz Cheney, now come on, she's a daughter of a vice president. She's an intelligent woman, I thought. She's a former State Department official, deputy secretary of state under George W. Bush. And Larry King asked her about these birthers, expecting her to just say, oh yeah, they're crazy. Instead, she defends them.
I think that the Democrats have got more crazies than the Republicans do. But setting that aside, I think that, you know, one of the reasons I think you see people so concerned about this, I think that, you know, this issue is people are uncomfortable with having, for the first time ever, I think, a president who seems so reluctant to defend the nation overseas.
Yeah. I mean, for once, James Carville, who was on with her, is almost speechless. He is stunned. He can't believe she didn't just denounce them.
I've been accused of hurling facts around. Let me hurl a fact around. These people are poor. These poor, pathetic people are believing stuff just like Ms. Cheney tonight. She refuses to say this is ludicrous because she actually wants to encourage these people to believe this. It's just a simple thing. This is a nutty thing. There's nothing to this. I disagree with this president's policies. They can't say that. They can't say that because they're scared they'll lose this sort of nut wing of their party.
The nut wing of their party, indeed. Liz Cheney, birther. That says enough. We'll be back with today's parting shot.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you confused about the new laws regulating credit card companies? If you are buried in a mountain of credit card debt, here are some things you need to know. The new laws would regulate the interest rates and fees credit card companies can charge moving forward, but they do nothing to help eliminate the debt you have now. If your credit card debt has become too much for you to handle alone, call Jordan McKenna. Jordan McKenna will match you with a reputable law firm who will negotiate and reduce your credit card balance and stop harassing collection calls. They get to the source of the problem by having your debt potentially reduced by thousands of dollars. The savings are real. The relief is real. We're not here to judge. We are here to help. The call, consultation, and information are absolutely free. There is no cost or obligation to find out about your options. Call 800-396-4417. That's 800-396-4417. Don't wait. Call now. 800-396-4417. 800-396-4417.
Did you know there are 10 things collecting dust in your house right now that are...
You are used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Consumer Reports, Questions of Health. I'm Ernie Sprantz. You're wondering, does grape juice have some of the same health benefits as red wine? Probably, though red wine may offer extra protection. Both are high in flavonoids, plant compounds that may protect the heart by inhibiting blood clots and possibly increasing the level of good HDL cholesterol. But the alcohol in wine may provide an additional anti-clotting benefit. Of course, too much alcohol poses serious risks, and both beverages pack about 190 calories per cup, so drink them in moderation. Your doctor has suggested minimally invasive surgery for back pain. Is it worth trying? Only as a last resort. Such surgery uses smaller incisions than the standard operation, but nearly half of some 1,100 readers who underwent back surgery said recovery was longer and more painful than expected. And most back pain resolves on its own in about 6 weeks. When it doesn't, acupuncture, chiropractic care, or exercise often help. So consider surgery only if other options have failed. Your wife applies makeup daily. Is it dangerous for her to inhale the dust from facial powder? That's unclear. People exposed to very large amounts of those powders, such as workers in manufacturing plants, may be at higher risk of lung disease and certain cancers. But there's little research on the amount people breathe in while applying their makeup. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at ConsumerReports.org.
Logs, it's beautiful, price perfect, and environmentally neutral. Say Mario sent you and get 10% off. 303-205-WOOD or LowersHardwoods.com.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Thursday, July 23rd, my parting shot for today, the communicator-in-chief was in rare form last night, putting health care reform again in the national spotlight. Here's the good part. After 8 years of inaction, Obama has made health care reform his top priority. And that's good. He understands the issue better than anybody else, and he explains it better than anybody. That's good, too. Here's what's not so good, in my opinion. Obama was not tough enough. After all, Republicans have declared war on him, but you'd never know it from his news conference. I wanted him to get mad at Republicans who are trying to kill any health care reform legislation, but he didn't. I wanted him to blast insurance companies for trying to kill the important public plan option as part of any health care reform, but he didn't. And I wanted him to rip into those so-called Blue Cross Democrats and tell them to get with the program or get out of the party. But he didn't do that either. Look, if you ask me, now's the time to get tough. After all, Republicans have declared war on President Obama. When is he going to declare war on them? Now, I hope. That's my parting shot, but he didn't do it last night. That's my parting shot for today, folks. I'm Bill Press. The president, by the way, today is off to Cleveland, Ohio. He's going to visit the Mayo Clinic. Again, keep the focus on health care and look at an institution, as Senator Ken Kahn was just telling us, which does a great job of holding down costs. And he goes to a couple of fundraisers in Chicago. Looking ahead till tomorrow, singing sensation Susan Boyle from the U.K., President Sarkozy of France, Prime Minister al-Maliki of Iraq, and Congressman Joe Sestak from Pennsylvania.
Big show.
Big show tomorrow. Well, forget about the others. Joe Sestak will be here. See you on the radio again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press.
Had no idea what to do. I was paid.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paintstone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Unusual at this point in the business cycle. The
economy may be bottoming out, which it most likely is, but the news on employment and unemployment is likely to stay pretty bad for at least a few more months.
The number of people receiving unemployment checks fell by 88,000 to the lowest level since April. This is a surprise. Ford made more than $2 billion in the second quarter.
New products helped Ford pick up share in a declining market. The company was also helped by cost cuts. CEO Alan Mulally says Ford is also gaining traction from its decision not to seek federal loans.
Clearly, us honoring our commitments, not taking the taxpayer money, all of that is about creating a strong business, and we have gotten a lot of positive feedback.
Ford's still not making money on its core automaking operations and doesn't expect to until 2011. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
President Obama is hitting the road, picking up where he left off at last night's press conference on health care reform. The president wasn't able to win over Mark Ulbrich, Bloomington, Illinois.
Seems like a fairly expensive price tag with not a lot of detail.
I'm Kimberly Dozier at the White House. President Obama is traveling to the Cleveland Clinic because patients cost less to treat there than the national average. Yet it's a world-renowned facility, especially for heart health. Mr. Obama says that's a model that needs to be repeated. He'll hold a town hall directly afterward to answer more of the public's questions about what cost and what they'll get out of it.
President Obama has weighed in on the arrest of African-American scholar Henry Louis Gates Jr. at his own home in Cambridge, Massachusetts. At his press conference, we're investigating a break-in report, acted stupidly, and implied racism was involved. Elizabeth Gates tells the CBS News Early Show her father had reason to be upset.
After Sergeant Crowley followed him into his home was when he knew that this wasn't going to be standard procedure. And I think that's when, for my father, the tone changed.
Gates wants an apology from Sergeant James Crowley. That apparently is not going to happen.
The apology won't come from me. I've done nothing wrong.
Federal agents are sweeping across New York and northern New Jersey, arresting dozens of elected officials, rabbis, and other suspects in an alleged money laundering and bid-rigging case. The mayors of Hoboken and Secaucus are among those in custody. Police and federal agents won't say what they found in the Houston offices of Michael Jackson's doctor, but CBS's Hattie Kaufman was able to learn what they were looking for.
A law enforcement source tells CBS News that the search warrant was based on a preliminary autopsy report pointing to propofol, also called Diprivan, as the possible cause of Michael Jackson's death. The drug was found in the pop star's rented mansion.
S&P futures are up 6 points. This is CBS News.
Now at the Home Depot, get 10% off all Energy Star appliances of $398 or more. You save around $40 on the spot. An Energy Star refrigerator from GE, Maytag, or LG will also save about $60 a year in utilities. That's over $100 the first year, which makes it a pretty good year. Because you got 10% off Energy Star appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
The Pontiac summer closeout is here. Hurry to get the Pontiac you want before they're gone. Like the 09 G6, the powerful G8, or the 5-door Pontiac Vibe. Visit PontiacDealer.com. Take delivery by 7/31/09. See dealer for details. Do you owe back taxes? Being audited? Have several years of unfiled returns? The former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help solve your tax problem today. Call 866-694-4019. That's 866-694-4019. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Look for the bare necessities of healthy living are easy with the food pyramid.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only
entertaining
showbiz.
Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
Coors Field tomorrow. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for a rollover accident. This is in the tech center. Now it's off the highway, but it sounds like it's catching looks. It's northbound I-25 north of Dry Creek, off to the right side. But like I said, we'll cause some slight delays as you're coming in from the south. As far as the rest of the metro highways go, southbound I-25 busy as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the low 90s. Currently, it's 62 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Go to Quiznos for the new $3 Toasty Bullets. Over half a foot of Quiznos flavor on slim, sleek ciabatta bread. There are 5 great recipes to choose from. Go to Quiznos today for the new $3 Toasty Bullets. Quiznos, toasty, at participating locations for a limited time only.
Now, from our studios in New York City,
this is Rachel Maddow.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
Welcome to the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. It's Thursday, July 23rd, 6 minutes past the hour right now. Thanks for joining us. Coming up this hour, the President's press conference on health care. This sort of thing is Washington catnip. This hour, we've got Robert Gibbs, the White House press secretary, joining us to respond to the President's press conference. Also, Howard Feinman of MSNBC and Newsweek. Elizabeth Edwards, the wife of former presidential candidate John Edwards, will join us this hour. She's, of course, been a lifelong crusader for health care reform. She's got a new book out. We've got updates on some astonishing gun legislation that did not pass the Senate. And NBC's Pentagon correspondent Jim Mikuláševsky will join us this hour to follow up on the story of the young soldier, young American soldier who has been taken captive by the Taliban in Afghanistan. We will also update you, because sadly there is an update, on the TV analyst who has again responded to that young American soldier's plight by attacking that young American soldier. Just an incredible story that's all coming up this hour on The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. It starts right now.
We begin with the president pushing back on what has long been feared as the toughest, most intransigent issue that there is in American domestic politics. The budget-eating, business-busting, high-cost, bad-outcome, paperwork blizzard-producing, inefficient, insufficient, heretofore unreformable mess that America calls a healthcare system. In a 55-minute nationally televised news conference from the East Room of the White House, President Obama tried to put his personal popularity behind the thorny political task of trying to fix health care. He's been speaking publicly on the subject so frequently in recent days, you'd be forgiven for thinking he was back out on the campaign trail. Only this time, the opponent he's running against is the contention that it's okay to keep doing nothing.
This is not just about the 47 million Americans who don't have any health insurance at all. Reform's about every American who has ever feared that they may lose their coverage if they become too sick, or lose their job, or change their job. It's about every small business that has been forced to lay off employees or cut back on their coverage because it became too expensive. And it's about the fact that the biggest driving force behind our federal deficit is the skyrocketing cost of Medicare and Medicaid. So let me be clear. If we do not control these costs, we will not be able to control our deficit. If we do not reform health care, your premiums and out-of-pocket costs will continue to skyrocket. If we don't act, 14,000 Americans will continue to lose their health insurance every single day. These are the consequences of inaction. These are the stakes of the debate that we're having right now.
As to the Republican position, the opposition position, that it's just too expensive to reform health care, here's what the president had to say. To all, to everybody out there who has been ginned up about this idea, the Obama administration wants to spend and spend and spend. The fact of the matter is that we inherited an enormous deficit, enormous long-term debt projections. We have not reduced it as much as we need to and as I'd like to, but health care reform is not going to add to that deficit. It is designed to lower it. That is part of the reason, he said, why it is so important to do it and to do it now. Of course, the most pointed question of the evening came from the Los Angeles Times reporter, Christy Parsons.
And you promised that health care negotiations would take place on C-SPAN, and that hasn't happened. And your administration recently turned down a request from a watchdog group seeking a list of health care executives who have visited the White House to talk about health care reform. Also, the TARP Inspector General recently said that your White House is withholding too much information on the bank bailouts. So my question for you is, are you fulfilling your promise of transparency in the White House?
Well, on the list of healthcare executives who visited us, most of the time you guys have been in there taking pictures. So it hasn't been a secret. And my understanding is we just sent a letter out providing a full list of all the executives. But frankly, these have mostly been at least photo sprays where you could see who was participating. With respect to all the negotiations not being on C-SPAN, you will recall in this very room that our kickoff event was here on C-SPAN. And at a certain point, you know, you start getting into all kinds of different meetings. Senate Finance is having a meeting. The House is having a meeting. If they wanted those to be on C-SPAN, then I would welcome it. I don't think there are a lot of secrets going on in there. And the last question with respect to TARP. Let me take a look at what exactly they say we have not provided. I think that we've provided much greater transparency than existed prior to our administration coming in. It is a big program. I don't know exactly what's been requested. I'll find out, and I will have an answer for you.
President promising to provide more information in response to a question about transparency, secrecy, and the forthcomingness of his administration about not only health care, but also the financial bailout and the part of it known as TARP. Joining us now is Newsweek magazine senior Washington correspondent and MSNBC political analyst Howard Fineman. Howard, thanks very much for sticking around. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Rachel.
We're going to be joined in just a moment by the White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs. We're told that he's speaking to the president briefly before he comes outside to join us. If you had to guess, would you say that they're talking about Skip Gates right now, or do you think that they're talking about health care?
I don't know. They might be talking about tonsils. I think that's the first press conference in which tonsils was referred to. I think that what the president and Robert Gibbs are talking about is, what did we get out of this that was useful? What should we stress? I think the attacks on Republicans were something new in a primetime press conference in this kind of context. I think the discussion of how this would not cost the American people money in the long run, but save money in the long run. Most specifically, I think he addressed directly the notion that there were things about your health care for all the millions of people who have health care that would be improved. Portability, a cap on total payments, the abolition of the idea that insurance companies could not give you coverage if you have a pre-existing condition. That was speaking to the plus side of the equation here. But I've got to say, Rachel, politically, as a political reporter, I don't really see what he got out of this thing tonight. I think he seemed a little tired. I think it was kind of, there was not a lot of news in it. I know that he wants to play his cards close to the vest in terms of negotiating with the Hill, but I think for those who wanted him to come out and to declare more specifically and forcefully what he wanted to see in the bill, it was notable more for the absence of that than for the inclusion of it.
Howard, the other option, I suppose, for how he could have hit a home run, what would have been considered a major success, even if he didn't go with details, which I think would have rewarded the Washington audience, would have been to renew the sort of moral authority and moral energy around the issue for the audience watching at home, such as it is. Did he try for that and not get there, or did he make some points there?
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it was notable for the lack of the lift of a driving dream, Rachel. I mean, this is unarguably at the center of what needs to be fixed in American society, both morally and fiscally. And the president needs to be excited about the challenge of that and needs to tell people about the better future that he's going to help lead us to. And it sounds like a cliche, but to be excited about it. I thought he seemed tired. I thought he seemed like he was given the same old list of non-talking points. And I think he missed an opportunity here to really explain to people what was exciting about this. We just got done celebrating the unbelievable accomplishment 40 years ago of landing a man on the moon, the most amazing technical achievement in all of history, arguably. We have the brains and the ability to remake this healthcare system. It's not as simple as engineering. This is human engineering. This is societal engineering. But it's something we not only need to do, but be excited about, to sort of create a new American in terms of how we view healthcare. And I think that excitement, that sense of mission that was so much a part of the Obama campaign, and the Obama inauguration and the first months of dealing with various fiscal crises and financial crises around the world, the sense of drama and urgency that he was trying to create seemed utterly missing for some reason. And I think that had something to do with the fact that he's in the middle of complex negotiations with the Congress. He doesn't want to show his hand. But I agree with you that he missed a chance. If he wasn't going to talk about the details and show his cards in negotiation, to make the moral case and make it in human terms. After all, health care is about people. You didn't hear a lot about individuals. He didn't approach it the way a Ronald Reagan would have approached it, who was one of his communications heroes. Let's hear the stories of people. Let's hear the stories about how the messed up healthcare system we have, and there are a lot of messed up things about it, is affecting real individuals. He reads these 10 letters every morning. Let's hear from the letters if he's not going to do anything else.
Let me ask you about the last issue that was also raised during the press conference, Howard, and that was by Lynn Sweet's question asking about Professor Henry Louis Gates, who was arrested at his home under circumstances that seem almost impossible to believe because of this. We've got a quick soundbite of the president's response to that question, moving totally away from health care, but probably making some news here. Here it is.
The guy forgot his keys. Jimmied his way to get into the house. There was a report called into the police station that there might be a burglary taking place. So far, so good, right? I mean, if I was trying to jigger into, well, I guess this is my house now, so it probably wouldn't happen. But let's say my old house in Chicago. Here I'd get shut. But so far, so good. They're reporting. The police are doing what they should. There's a call. They go investigate what happens. My understanding is, at that point, Professor Gates is already in his house. The police officer comes in. I'm sure there's some exchange of words. But my understanding is that Professor Gates then shows his ID to show that this is his house. And at that point, he gets arrested for disorderly conduct. Charges which are later dropped. Now, I don't know, not having been there and not seeing all the facts, what role race played in that.
Howard, briefly, your response to that in terms of how you think that's going to be received, how do you think the president handled that question?
Well, there's controversy about a few of the facts, about exactly when Skip Gates showed his ID or whatever. But I think the fundamental sympathy of most Americans, just on the surface of it, is with Professor Gates. And it was fascinating to watch the president suddenly inhabit that character, if you will, Rachel. He became a guy who had lived that experience. By the way, when he was in the Illinois legislature, then State Senator Barack Obama focused a lot about racial profiling and looked at police procedures. So this is something he knows a lot about, both as a legislator and as a person. And I thought it was fascinating, an utterly fascinating glimpse into the state of American society today and race relations as they exist, that he talked with humor about his own being, you know, living in the White House. I thought it was utterly fascinating, both sad and but at the same time, I thought confidence building too about our ability to get through moments like this.
MSNBC political analyst Howard Fineman. Howard, it's always great to have you on the show. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees, having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars and without risking your family home. No, this isn't bankruptcy. It isn't one of those credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. We're Credit Card Relief. We've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're an attorney-driven program with an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free, and the relief is real.
Call 866-200-5757. That's Credit Card Relief. 866-200-5757. That's 866-200-5757.
Southbound I-25, a busy ride. This is after 120th, making your way towards 84th. Now things will break loose.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
It's Mario, and I recently visited Lauer's Hardwood Showroom, and I love Beetlekill Wood products. The all-natural lodgepole pine is environmentally neutral and can be stained or left au naturel with its distinctive blue-hued beauty marks. Lauer's Hardwoods has Beetlekill flooring, paneling, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, price perfect, and environmentally neutral. Visit Lauer's in Lakewood and say Mario sent you and get 10% off. Call them at 303-205-WOOD or lowershardwoods.com.
Hello? If your brain's not responding to the signals that you're full, you'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothen, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally.
Visit gogetthin.com. That's gogetthin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy two bottles of Leptothen and get one free.
If you haven't thought about your car's battery in a while, it's time to talk to someone who has. The pros at Advance Auto Parts. They know all about batteries, how long they last, and when they should be replaced. One conversation at Advance could be the difference between being sure or being stuck. And if it turns out you do need a new battery, Advance has one for almost every make and model and will install it for you right on the spot, free of charge. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
National hotline has been set up so you can find out how to get your free bottle. The number is 1-800-500-4452. Free bottles will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Why the excitement over Apitrim? Because it contains an amazing all-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrim as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota had the ambitious idea this year that people who were issued concealed weapons in any state should be able to take their concealed weapon into any other state, regardless of any other state's laws. Because, you know, who needs states? In arguing for his guns idea against, among many others, American city mayors and New York Senator Chuck Schumer, Senator Thune argued this, quote, I say to my colleague from New York that if someone who has a concealed carry permit in the state of South Dakota that goes to New York and is in Central Park is a much safer place. Because if there's one thing that makes New Yorkers feel safe in the park, it's the idea that a visiting tourist from South Dakota is also there, armed. Senator Thune's amendment needed 60 votes to pass. It did not get 60 votes. In celebration, there will presumably be absolutely no shootings by anyone in Central Park again tonight, tourist or otherwise. And Turkmenistan shares a final syllable with so many of its neighbors, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, that frankly, it makes it easy from this distance to sometimes confuse Turkmenistan with some of the other very lovely stans. To do so, I'm telling you honestly, would be a mistake. Because Turkmenistan has a national politics unto itself. Seriously, do yourself a favor, set a Google alert for Turkmenistan. You will not be sorry. Here's why. Turkmenistan's leaders have a real flair for the grandiose. The first president to serve the newly independent nation was Saparmurat Niyazov. Sorry, I have to say it slowly. I'm dumb. He came to power in 1991. He erected a golden statue of himself in the capital that rotates 360 degrees every 24 hours so as to always follow the sun. He renamed the days of the week and the months of the year after himself and his family members. And when he had to give up smoking, so did every single government minister in the entire country. Now, not to be outdone, Niyazov's successor, Kurbanguly Berdimuhamedov, thank you very much, not only has a more difficult to pronounce name, he also refuses to be outshone by his predecessor in the art of stagecraft. State media reporting that at the opening of a new cancer hospital in Turkmenistan, the president eschewed the whole cutting a ribbon at the new facility thing. That would be what they do in normal countries. Instead, he decided to personally cut the first patient. Mr. Berdimuhamedov, who is a trained dentist, literally personally performed the hospital's first surgery. He removed a benign tumor from behind some poor patient's ear. Now that is government-run healthcare.
Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. The White House Press Secretary, Robert Gibbs, joins us next.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So DryFit came back to take another look. And I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from DryFit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom87.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom87.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 87.com. Freedom87.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Southbound 2 1/4 really slows. You make that Parker curve up towards I-25. Same deal for westbounders on 76 approaching Highway 85. This all the way up to I-25. That drive's going to take you about 15 minutes to drive through that stretch right now. Got a rollover in the tech center. This is on Clinton north of Dry Creek. It is visible from the highway, so you can expect delays there. As far as the rest of the highways go, pretty decent speeds. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of 91, currently 64. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Safe retirement question number 66. Want to know how to be 100% sure you won't outlive your money? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
Now at the Home Depot, get 10% off all Energy Star appliances of $398 or more. You save around $40 on the spot. An Energy Star refrigerator from GE, Maytag, or LG will also save about $60 a year in utilities. That's over $100 the first year, which makes it a pretty good year because you got 10% off Energy Star appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. July 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Did you know there are 10 things collecting dust in your house right now that are worth money on eBay? Don't think so? Well, just to prove it, we're going to send you a free guide with the secrets to making money on the internet. And it's yours free of charge by calling right now, 1-800-300-1187. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free guides available. 1-800-300-1187. This free guide is brought to you by QuickBids, a group of professionals who've made their fortune on the internet with sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With your free guide, you'll learn how to turn almost anything into cash, including tens of thousands of products you can choose from the online warehouse. Get extra cash on eBay with stuff you already own. Request your free guide today while supplies last. Just call 1-800-300-1187. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-300-1187.
Do you want to look 10 years younger? Don't think it's possible? Well, we're about to change everything you think you know about aging. Because we're giving away $1 million worth of our revolutionary anti-aging facial cream. You could take years off your appearance with every jar. Just call 1-800-600-8412 and we'll send you a free trial. Hydroxytone works because it revitalizes cells underneath the skin's surface, giving you fresher, younger-looking skin. Hydroxytone's proven ingredients visibly erase wrinkles and tighten skin, removing years from your appearance, allowing you to look up to 10 years younger. This is our biggest giveaway ever, because we're not only giving away $1 million worth of our age-defying cream, we're also going to give the first 100 lucky callers a free bonus gift with the risk-free trial. So call now for your free trial and free gift. Don't miss out. Look up to 10 years younger when you call 1-800-600-8412. That's 1-800-600-8412.
If your home is over 20 years old, then grab a pen and get ready to write this number down. As a member of Tom Martinez's referral list, Drain Solvers is offering deep discounts on camera inspections for the next 20 callers. Homeowners living in homes over 20 years old should take advantage of this offer immediately. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for only $79. Again, if your home is over 20 years old, you need to call now.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio.
Joining us now from the White House is White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs. Mr. Gibbs, thanks very much for making time for us. Nice to see you.
Happy to do it, Rachel. How are you?
I'm great. I want to talk to you about health care. I have a million questions, but we just played the clip of the last question at the press conference and the president's response about Professor Gates up at Harvard and his experience being arrested. When the president made that joke about if he was trying to break into his house now, he'd be shot, it was both a very good joke, got a big laugh, and it was also a very incisive, cutting, direct remark about racial profiling in America and, frankly, the security the president has right now. Should we expect the president to expand on these remarks and on this as an issue?
Well, look, I think as you heard Howard talk about just in the most previous segment, this is an issue that the president has worked on with police and communities in Illinois to raise awareness about racial profiling. I told him when I left him a few minutes ago, be careful, don't get locked out tonight. Obviously, the only people not laughing at the president's answer at one point were our friends in the Secret Service who do a wonderful job protecting him and his family. But obviously, this is a serious issue, and I think it shows that we've come a long way in this country, but we still have a lot of work to do.
I imagine that the other people who are not laughing at that tonight would be the Cambridge Police Department, who were described by the president as having acted stupidly in this case. As we do get more reporting about what happened, as we do hear both sides, both from the officer involved, the police department involved, and from Professor Gates about what happened, is it possible that the president will need to revisit that remark in order to not damage his relationship with first responders around the country?
Well, look, he has tremendous respect for police in this city, ones that keep he and his family and all of our families safe throughout the country. Understand that his work on racial profiling in Illinois was with police officers, working with him to identify and root out a problem that everyone is concerned about. Obviously, the charges that were brought by the police department have been dropped. We'll certainly continue to watch. I think everybody in this country will continue to watch this case.
On the issue of health care, which was obviously the main course, the president told Chuck Todd that he's not blaming Republicans for what hasn't happened thus far and for what hasn't been accomplished yet, but he is dissatisfied with some of the what he called misinformation that Republicans have been putting out there. What was he referring to there?
Well, look, I think you've heard wild accusations about what health care reform means, that you'll lose your doctor, that you won't have choice or competition, that you won't have real reform, that this will jack the deficit up or it won't control costs. I think you heard the president address each and every one of those. We're going to cover every American. We're going to cut costs for every American. We're going to ensure that people have choice and competition in the health insurance that they have. And I think you have heard some Republicans in the past couple days say this is really about politics. They want to see the president defeated not because of a policy proposal, but instead just out of pure politics. I don't think that's what Americans want or deserve out of any of their representatives, especially in a problem as vexing as health care. I think the president eloquently talked about, you know, the average family is going to watch their premiums for health care double over the next decade if we do nothing. We can't afford, Rachel, to do nothing on a problem as important as health care.
I think that that your administration probably reads the mood of the public correctly when assessing that Americans generally aren't happy with the idea of politics being the end, of scoring political points and politics
Absolutely.
Being the ultimate goal. But politics is the path that you need to travel in order to get to the end of fixing health care. What is the realistic deadline for getting this done? And what is Plan B if Congress doesn't meet that deadline as laid out by the president?
Well, look, this is a process that's going to take place in a few stages. Obviously, we're hopeful that the House and the Senate individually will complete work before they go home for the August recess in the individual House and Senate. We're going to have to come back in the fall and make sure those proposals have everything in common before it goes, ultimately, we hope, to the president's desk. So this is something that we're eventually trying to get done this fall. That's why I think this straw man argument that you've heard, that we're rushing a solution through, just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. This is the first stage of the legislative process. And let's be honest, Rachel, these are debates that we've been having for not just this year or the last couple of years, but for the last 40 years, as we've watched health insurance skyrocket, as we've watched millions and millions of people lose their health insurance every day. And I think the president was most eloquent when he talked about what happens if we do nothing, right? Our health care goes up. More people lose the health care they have. More people are put in jeopardy if they lose their job or change their job. And insurance companies will be allowed to continue to discriminate on the basis of a pre-existing condition. All of those things are something the president and wants to change and hopes Congress will change with him.
Let me ask you about the president's response to one very specific question about transparency and secrecy. Christy Parson from the LA Times asked about a decision by the administration to not release the names of health industry executives who have gone to the White House to consult on health care reform. And in the LA Times, it was reported that the administration explanation for that, the argument, was quite literally the same argument that Dick Cheney had made in 2001 about not releasing the names of executives who had visited the Energy Task Force he was running at the time. The president said something about a letter having been sent about this with those executives' names. Can you explain that?
Yes, we released the names of the executives that have been at the White House to talk to the president about health care. I'll be happy to email that PDF of that letter to you. What the referred to in the LA Times is there is continuing ongoing litigation revolving White House records and the Energy Task Force that the vice president chaired in 2001 that you just mentioned. That's litigation that continues in the courts today. But our White House released the names of executives that the president has met with on health care reform to this point.
Just to be clear, is the White House supporting Vice President Cheney's arguments about that, that visitor records of who visits the White House are, in fact, presidential records and therefore not subject to public disclosure unless you want to disclose them?
Right. Well, Lord knows, Rachel, for any number of reasons, I don't want to be the spokesperson for the former Vice President of the United States. But it suffice to say that, and I've been in meetings on this myself, we are reviewing the policy of the previous administrations that prohibits the release of what's called WAVES records, and that's the process for somebody getting into the White House in hopes of making those transparent in the near future.
Robert Gibbs, White House Press Secretary, I really appreciate you taking time to be with us tonight.
Thanks
very much. You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. Elizabeth Edwards is my guest next.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Has your computer been slowing you down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. We're here for you. With one easy call, you can get your computer working the way you want it. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. Call in the next 24 hours, and I'll give you 6 months of secure backup for your computer absolutely free, just for signing up. That's an $80 value. Never lose those irreplaceable family photos or sensitive financial records.
Here's the number to call, 1-877-823-3330. 1-877-823-3330. Toll free, that's 1-877-823-3330.
My computer works. Does yours?
Couple different crashes really messing with the ride this morning. We've got an accident on the ramp.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life. Let's go.
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Heads up, everybody. Now you can get Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost for $19.99 a month for 6 months. So that means we really gotta bust our hump. I'm gonna need some experts on this one. So Mixmaster, I need you to handle music downloads.
Now, pizza lyrics, look to me. I'll kick them from your laptop to your MP3.
Big Eddie, I need you to beef up virus protection.
Sure thing, boss. As soon as I find my brass knuckles.
Shutterbug, I need you to handle the photo center.
I'll do it now. Fast. Happy. Maple. Fiat.
And White Lightning. Make those download speeds faster than ever.
Done.
Great. Get right on it.
No, I made him finished. It's done.
Get the biggest value in internet. Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost lets you download your favorite movies and music lightning fast. And the McAfee security suite is included. Get it all right now for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 7/31/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to performance service for new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation and taxes extra. For more information, visit Comcast.com.
Demore. Help us roll our way to a cure August 8th at Clement Park.
Intoxicatingly sophisticated.
You seem to be somewhat of a two-fisted Democrat.
It's Ed Schultz.
You like to take the chaps on all the time. I admire that.
Can we make a promo that I'm a two-fisted Democrat?
Here's your promo, Big Eddie. The two-fisted Democrat, Ed Schultz.
And I'm going to give it to them both barrels when I know they're lying.
Mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
President's emotional demand that we finally get a functional healthcare system in this country seemed a little deja vu-y to you. That's because we have been hearing claims like this for a very, very, very long time.
All of our efforts to strengthen the economy will fail unless we also take this year, not next year, not 5 years from now, but this year, bold steps to reform our healthcare system.
That, of course, was a much younger Bill Clinton during his first address to a joint session of Congress back in 1993. Kids born on the day of that speech can drive now.
It is time for the Democratic Party to take up the cause of health. There probably has not been a family in this country that has been touched by sickness, illness, and disease like my own family. I want every delegate at this convention to understand that as long as I'm a vote and as long as I have a voice in the United States Senate, it's going to be for that Democratic platform plank that provides decent quality of health care, north and south, east and west, for all Americans as a matter of right and not a privilege.
That was Senator Ted Kennedy, still a champion of health care reform, speaking with amazing hair about this issue way back in 1978.
I've repeatedly asked the Congress to pass a health program. The nation suffers from lack of medical care. That situation can be remedied anytime the Congress wants to act upon it.
And that was President Harry Truman way back in 1948. Which means that the sense of urgency about the need to reform what passes for a healthcare system in this country and politicians articulating that urgency, that's at least 61 years old. This has been a long time coming. But for some politicians today, it hasn't been quite long enough.
This is too important to be rushed. We need to take our time and do it right.
It is urgent and it is indisputable, but the problem I have with it is the rush that is underway here.
This doesn't take effect for 4 years, Matt. We don't need to pass it in 2 weeks.
The president and some Democrats insist we must rush this plan through.
But I wish you'd say three things. I wish you'd say, first of all, we're going to slow down.
It is pretty clear that they're going to rush ahead.
You know, unless you're talking about evolution, there's no way to rush anything that takes 61 years. And if there's anything we've learned in 61 years of trying to get healthcare reform, it's that when a politician is asked about reform and their answer is slow, what they really mean is no. No, everything's fine the way it is. Joining us now is Elizabeth Edwards, a longtime proponent of healthcare reform, the wife of former presidential candidate John Edwards, and author of the book Resilience, Reflections on the Burdens and Gifts of Facing Life's Adversities. Mrs. Edwards, thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be with you, Rachel.
After generations of fighting for this, do you personally think it's actually going to happen this year? Do you have faith here?
I actually do think it's going to happen. I think that the American people, I know from my personal experience, that's only anecdotal, but also from polling, that the American people really think that it's finally time that we get this done. And I think there's going to be a growing impatience with those opponents of health insurance reform who have been trying to delay. It's actually a Republican Party tactic right now. The Republican National Committee has written a memo. The Republican pollster, Frank Luntz, has given his advice, and that is to distort the plan, to demonize the plan, and do whatever you can to delay the plan. Harry Truman, that speech was a year before I was born, and we're talking about a very long time to get here, and the cost is not just the we've got spent 61 years doing something. There's costs right this minute. You know, the president trying to take the hyperbole out of it and get back to what we're really talking about, which is health care. 14,000 Americans every single day lose their health insurance. If you talk about the time between the 1st of August and Labor Day, we're talking about 500,000 Americans are going to lose their health insurance coverage. 62% of bankruptcies being caused by medical costs, 50% of home foreclosures. It's not a rush for those men in suits, and those were entirely men, and it has been largely men who have been suggesting that we delay. They all have health insurance. It's not an issue for them. But I think that people like Senator DeMint is going to go back to South Carolina and find out that when he's trying to create a Waterloo for the president, a political tactic, that he's going to find out that there's a lot of Waterloos going on in South Carolina with families who are facing real crises because we have not addressed this health insurance issue as quickly and effectively as we could.
Politics, of course, is the art of the possible, and healthcare is not only not an exception to that, but maybe the greatest example of that in terms of the distance between how big a problem we know it is, how much political rhetoric is expended about it every single year, and how little actually gets done. In terms of how to actually get this done, there is some debate as to whether or not this should be done in a combative way or in sort of a kumbaya way. Do you try to bring Americans together around the idea of us all needing this in order for the country to be stronger, or do you do this by campaigning against people like Jim DeMint and the Republicans who've controlled Congress and didn't want to do anything about health care? I think this ought to be killed. How do you approach it?
Well, I mean, I think the president applauded a number of Republicans who have really tried to work with this. This is probably not been kumbaya, but this has been a bipartisan effort. The Senate historian said that the Health Committee, which is known as the HELP Committee, but the Health Committee in the United States Senate has been going over this bill, doing what's called markup. And the Senate historian says he doesn't remember any committee spending as long doing a markup as the Senate Health Committee has done. And as the president pointed out, over 160 amendments have been accepted from Republicans on the House side. In the last 2 years, we've had 79 congressional hearings on health care. This is, where both sides are able to call witnesses. Both sides get a chance to be heard. This is not something where one side is trying to ram it through. We really have had a real bipartisan effort. But right now, as we get really close, and it looks like it's going to happen, they are pulling out the big guns, which is why the Republican pollster suggests distorting the facts. Let me say say to the American public, and I really think this is important, if you hear somebody saying, we can't afford health care reform because, if they use any of these words, socialization or government control of your health care decisions, or if they mention England, France, or Canada, you can be assured that they are not telling you the truth. They are trying to scare you away from a plan that can make a real difference, not just in American families, but in the American economy as a whole.
You have called our current health care system immoral in the past. You've been very open, very disclosive with the American people about your own struggles with cancer, about the importance of health care reform, not just for the country, but in terms of the way that you live your life and in terms of what the American people have to face in their own individual families. When you look at what we might get here, sort of the best scenario of what might come out of this if we really do get health care reform this year, is what's on the table, what's being considered enough to actually fix it, to make our healthcare system no longer immoral, to make it something that you think we could be proud of, or do we need to go further?
No, I actually think that, you know, is this 100% of the solution? I mean, I think the president has said, you know, we're unlikely to get 100% of Americans enrolled in healthcare, but we can get pretty close, and what's more, we can get on the right road. Not only does this policy, do these policies have real the programs that are being bandied about in the House and in the Congress, not only do they have real reforms that can help save the health care system from the disaster. We are about to drive ourselves right off a cliff in terms of health care and the cost of that system. Not only can we do that, but we're also at the same time doing pilot programs to find out how we can continue to improve. That's one of the things I find the most inspiring about where we've been going. The president's plan to have a separate advisory council that will be making binding suggestions that could become binding on how it is we continue to improve, not just first year, but every year, because the idea that we have a static system that doesn't change as we make improvements and as the situation changes would be a system that might answer our problems today, but not in 10 years. I'm actually hopeful that these solutions will, in fact, not just help our health care system now, but will save Medicare in the long term, because the screenings and the diagnostic tests and the wellness programs that the president discussed have the capacity to make us a fitter nation, a weller nation, find cancers before I found mine, for example, and make the treatments less expensive so people don't go into Medicare, which is, as we know, teetering on bankruptcy always. We have the capacity so people don't go in as sick as they have been, five chronic diseases and things like that, which of course is going to tax any kind of healthcare system. So we have the capacity to do something right today, and that puts us on the road to be even better tomorrow, 10 years from now, 20 years from now.
Elizabeth, your recent book, Resilience, is in part about what's been a hell of a few years for you with your own fight with cancer, with your husband's infidelity becoming public, and you've written about both eloquently in the new book. I don't usually ask guests this, but I feel like it's okay to ask you this for some reason, and tell me if it's not. But how are you doing?
Actually, I'm doing well. And it's actually one of the reasons that inspires me to continue to speak out on health care, because I'm doing well with a condition that many women and women I have met that I have spoken to are also fighting, and they don't have the resources that I have. So when I was writing this book, I thought not just about what I was going through, but what they were going through every day and how much worse it was for them. I certainly have a lot to lament, as we all do. You know, everybody has their griefs. But the griefs we can fix, shouldn't we go about fixing them?
Elizabeth Edwards, thank you so much for joining us. It's a real pleasure to have you here on the show. Thank you.
Always great to be with you, Rachel.
Let your voice be heard.
Health insurance, that means pay for everything.
This public option is turning into a huge snow job.
My company, they're going to say there's no longer a reason for us to offer you the policy we have, so go to the government and get it on your own.
If a public plan is put forward, it isn't going to be individuals that go to it. It's going to be small businesses.
Share your opinions. Call us at 866-303-2270. We're listening.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes.
Hey, do you owe money? Have big bills? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to your bank and tell them you don't want to pay them back, or you'll give them back some of their money, but not all of it. If you did this, you'd get thrown out of the bank. But as crazy as this sounds, this is exactly what the partner companies and National Debt Relief will do for you. If you have credit card debt, department store card debt, gas card debt, medical bills, or any unsecured debt, National Debt Relief firms will help you settle those debts for less than what you owe. It's that simple, but you have to call them. So grab a pen and take down this number, or better yet, store it in your cell phone right now. 1-800-426-7119. When you call this number, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the banks don't want you to know. Free information that lets you pay less than you owe. 1-800-426-7119. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop throwing it away. Get your free information now. 1-800-426-7119. This is a limited time offer, so call today. 1-800-426-7119.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's been a busy few hours for federal agents in New Jersey.
This is called one of, if not the biggest, corruption cases in New Jersey.
WCBS Radio's Paul Murnane tells us the mayors of Hoboken and Secaucus and more than two dozen other suspects have been swept up in raids in New Jersey and Brooklyn.
This is being described as a two-track federal probe of corruption and a, quote, high-volume international money laundering conspiracy.
Among those in custody are rabbis from the Syrian Jewish communities in Brooklyn and a well-to-do town along the Jersey Shore.
IRS agents and local prosecutors reportedly have been seen removing boxes from a synagogue and Deal Yeshiva in New Jersey this morning.
And the feds will have more to say at a press conference about 2 hours from now. The Labor Department says it counted 554,000 new unemployment insurance claims last week, 30,000 more than the week before. Economist Nariman Berevesh says the jump could be nothing more than a one-time blip.
These numbers are distorted, especially in the summer when a lot of the auto plants and supplier plants shut down.
It's off to Cleveland for President Obama as he continues to rally public support for health care reform.
I'm Kimberly Dozier at the White House. The president will tour the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio today. The clinic has a top-ranked heart program, but it also has one of the nation's best records in keeping down patient costs. Mr. Obama described it as a role model for the nation's health care system to follow. He'll follow his tour with another town hall meeting about health care.
Regina Holliday, a recent widow, is about to lose coverage from her late husband's policy. She's sold on the president's plan.
It put me in a position of feeling there was hope that there would be a program that would cover me and my son.
Businessman Joe Olivo worries about the cost.
Every plan has seemed to include a tax increase on the wealthy, whatever that means, but it certainly means small business.
The white policeman who arrested African-American scholar Henry Louis Gates on a disorderly conduct charge says he won't give Gates the apology he wants. Cambridge, Massachusetts Police Sergeant James Crowley insists he acted appropriately when he checked out a break-in report at Gates' home and gave the professor every opportunity to calm down. He says Gates was out of control.
There was a lot of yelling. There was references to my mother.
A homegrown Al-Qaeda recruit has been charged with giving terrorists information they could use to stage attacks in the New York City area. WCBS's Mike Ziernak spoke to the man's neighbors in Patchogue, Long Island.
Everyone I'm talking to is stunned, truly stunned. People just can't believe that this is the same person that they know.
Brian Venus reportedly took part in a rocket attack when he was in Afghanistan. After he was captured, he gave the government valuable information that led to the apprehension of two top Al-Qaeda men. This late word is just in. Existing home sales increased 3.6% in June. While prices are higher on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are ahead almost 67 points. This is CBS News.
Now at the Home Depot, get 10% off all Energy Star appliances of $398 or more. You save around $40 on the spot. An Energy Star refrigerator from GE, Maytag, or LG will also save about $60 a year in utilities. That's over $100 the first year, which makes it a pretty good year because you got 10% off Energy Star appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
This summer, when you're getting ready to take the family on the road, Sears Automotive Center will make sure your car is just as prepared. So hurry in to find the lowest prices ever on Bridgestone tires, up to 25% off through July 30th. And with our lowest price guarantee, no one beats our prices, period. Plus, Sears Automotive Center offers expert service in brakes, shocks, struts, maintenance services, and diehard batteries. Hurry in, because this offer won't last long. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. President Obama pushing...
Where is my life headed? Will I find true love?
Should I change careers?
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 150 gifted psychics available 24/7, helping people just like you. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
My California Psychic experience was primo. I was just astonished. I never expected that.
Secure and confidential. California Psychics has done over a million readings. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT. And if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever had, it's free.
First, I had the chills and I felt choked up.
Our psychics will help you find love, happiness, and your true life path. Need someone to listen? Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Remember, if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever experienced, it's free.
I definitely think California Psychics was the best psychic reading I've ever had.
Where is my life headed? Will I find true love?
Should I change careers?
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 150 gifted psychics available 24/7, helping people just like you. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
My California Psychic experience was primo. I was just astonished. I never expected that.
Secure and confidential. California Psychics has done over a million readings. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT. And if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever had, it's free.
First, I had the chills and I felt choked up.
Our psychics will help you find love, happiness, and your true life path. Need someone to listen? Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Remember, if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever experienced, it's free.
I definitely think California Psychics was the best psychic reading I've ever had.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Representative Ron Kind, Democrat of Wisconsin, on the Celebrity Hotline this hour to handicap the president's health care press conference last night. In hour number three, Eric Bollert, senior fellow at Media Matters for America, to talk about the people who think the president's not a real citizen and doesn't have a passport or a birth certificate or blah.
In a baggie.
Blah. Exactly.
A sealed baggie.
No. This is hour of the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to you by the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an estimated 32 miles per gallon highway, up to 600 highway miles on the tank, it's the most efficient, fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles. Yay for GM.
Hooray.
Yay for GM being out of bankruptcy. Woohoo! Okay, the president last night at his healthcare press conference.
So everybody who's out there who has been ginned up about this idea that the Obama administration wants to spend and spend and spend, the fact of the matter is that we inherited an enormous deficit, enormous long-term debt projections. We have not reduced it as much as we need to and as I'd like to, but healthcare reform is not going to add to that deficit. It's designed to lower it.
Thank you. I'm sure that's the thing. He wanted to inherit this awful economy and the healthcare system in disrepair and the car companies and the
whatever
banks, just so he could hatch his evil socialist plot that he's been planning since kindergarten.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Kenya.
Yes.
Kenya Garden, they call it.
Uh-huh.
Kenya Garden.
All right. He, God bless him, has to deal with right-wing tools like Senator Mitch McChinless, Republican of Kentucky.
Who has a birth certificate in a baggie.
Mm-hmm.
This is about getting the policy right. We don't wish anyone ill.
No.
No.
We want to get the policy right.
That's right. As you know, the Republicans don't wish you ill. They wish them.
Oh, for God's sake, just die.
Yes. They would actually prefer if you would die and get the hell out of the system. Stop dragging us all down.
Mm-hmm. All you sick people in the system. What the hell are you doing there?
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll leave it to O'Reilly to pinpoint what the president was missing last night, and that is a Ross Perot-like chart.
What?
If President Obama wants Americans to support an overhaul of the health care system, he's got to put it in bullet form. Like, remember Ross Perot? He's got to get the chart.
Pie charts.
So we know what's going to happen and who's going to pay for it. Otherwise, this is not going to fly.
Hmm.
For some of the slowest among us, like Bill O'Reilly, the chart would be...
Uh-oh. Do we need Rebecca?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to bust out Rebecca's Ross Perot impression.
Rebecca Baker, please report to the studio. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Baker, please report to the studio.
Nah, say, yeah, if only he was crazier, much like Ross Perot. All right. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Mama will be, check out the calendar section. I will be in San Francisco on Saturday.
That's right.
For Girls Night Out, an event for our Green 960 station there. Find out how to get tickets at StephanieMiller.com. Also, Saturday, August 8th in Seattle for the Big Town Hall, along with Tom Hartman, Bill Press, Mike Malloy, and Ron Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Find out how to get tickets to that. It's selling out fast, everybody. Okay, and now here is noted Ross Perot impersonator. Why is she noted, Chris? Because it's the only impression she does.
That's right.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
There you go.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Okay, it's you heard what Bill O'Reilly said, that he feels the president needed Ross Perot charts on health care. So that means it's time for your Ross Perot impression.
Can I finish? I got a pie chart right here. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you, Rebecca.
There's so little call for that, and so when it comes up...
We have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, here's this. You want ice cream on your pie chart?
All right.
It'll cost you extra.
Hey, speaking of Mama in San Francisco, Nicola in Berkeley, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Nicola.
Hello, Steph. I have to tell you, this is so wonderful. After 7 months of being unemployed, I got a great job, and my celebration is to take two girlfriends to San Francisco on Saturday night to see Mama.
What? Girls Night Out, everybody!
I'm so happy.
Me too. I can't wait to see you. All right, honey, I'll see you Saturday.
Okay, darling.
All right, bye. Woo!
Yay!
Woo! Leave the bras at home and bring the brown liquor.
There might be a few dudes there.
I think a couple might sneak in, like you, for instance.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scheduled to be there.
Will you wear a dress?
So you won't
help
to blend? No.
Why do I get the feeling there's going to be a lot of gay guys there dressed like in Big House? I'd like to take extra, please. See Stephanie Miller, please.
Well, they're not banning men. They're just not encouraging men to be there.
Okay, but I am.
Oh, you have an Adam's apple, sir. Ann Coulter, get out of here.
Get out of here, Ann Coulter. All right. Julie from Seattle, as I mentioned, has alerted us to the fact that the Republicans will be solving health care at noon today.
Oh, really?
Yes. There's going to be a Republican health care solutions meeting. And the Boehner will be there and the Eric Cantor.
With a pamphlet, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Julie writes, Mama, the House Republicans have a health care plan. Okay, not that, but they're fixing to get one, and they're going to do it in under 2 hours. They don't need a ginormous 1,000-page bill like the Democrats. The Boehner is fond of tossing about, so they make a big thud. They don't need a long, boring weeks of hearings where smarty pants witnesses go on and on about expert stuff that no one cares about. And most of all, they don't need numbers of any kind. On Thursday, after the usual homage to Curly, Larry, and Moe, press conference by Boehner, Cantor, and Blount. The Republican Healthcare Solutions Group will get her done. Julie in Seattle. That's a woo.
Wow.
I feel better now. We're going to get some of them their Republican Freedom Solutions.
I think you have Michael Steele there to explain it all.
I don't do policy.
I'm not an expert on healthcare, even my own,
expert
really.
Expert on anything. I don't know. Do I have healthcare? I have no idea.
Okay.
It's just the way I roll.
Let's go to Bunny in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, on the healthcare debate. Hey, Bunny.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
I heard...
Or in your case, everybody.
I heard tonight that, with my big bunny ears, that there's supposed to be some big online anti-abortion rally called StopTheAbortionMandate.com, which is, they're claiming 100,000 people, but so far only 22,000 are registered. And it's supposed to be against the Obama health care plan because it doesn't ban
abortions.
Government
have you,
abortion.
Have you heard this? Wow. Like, this debate isn't complex enough. And now, and some of these bunny are Democrats that are opposed to federal funding for abortion said the health care bill contains a hidden mandate that would allow taxpayer dollars to be used for abortions. Abortion's not mentioned in the bill at all.
Right. That's the hidden mandate.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The hidden part.
See?
They don't talk about it.
So, supporters say that means the legislation is neutral, you know.
One of the speakers is Jim Dobson from Pocus and the Fanny, and the other speaker is Frank Pavone from Priests for Life. So the Catholics who hate the Protestants and the Protestants who hate the Catholics are both getting together to do this.
Okay. All right. You have some crunchy audio goodness on this?
Yeah. This is Representative Bart Stupak, Democrat of Michigan.
Okay.
We cannot support any health care reform proposal unless it explicitly excludes abortion from the scope of any government-defined or subsidized healthcare plans.
Stop bringing abortion into this!
Don't we have enough problems with that, getting healthcare done without finding things that aren't even in the bill? I mean, the president and Max Baucus were like, well, that's not even...
Yeah.
We got a lot of work to do. It's not even mentioned. It's neutral. It's
nothing in the bill mentioning the banning of human-animal hybrids.
God.
We will not vote for it unless the island of Dr. Moreau is blown up in a nuclear strike.
Sometimes I hate the U.S. House of Representatives. Just hate them. God.
If we don't have enough things to fight about that are in the bill, let's fight about things that aren't in the bill. Yeah.
There's no provision for fighting off space aliens who might steal our DNA to form a new species on another planet.
Yes, you're absolutely right. There is nothing in there about that.
What about radioactive lizards from the Sea of Japan? Nothing.
Let's have a wit. What time is that debate scheduled for? Jason in Tucson, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Jason.
Hi. Hey, as much as I'd like to argue about it, John McCain was actually born in the Canal Zone in Panama, so he's technically on U.S. soil, which means he is eligible for
president. Yes. Well, here's the difference, Jason. We don't argue about stupid things like this in the Democratic Party. There was no movement.
Right.
John McCain couldn't be president because he was...
You know what? There are crazies on the left and crazies on the right who believe this crap.
More crazies on the right.
Well, but still, okay. I'm not denying that there aren't crazies on the left either.
Of course there are. Tim and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
I was just going to make the same point. I mean, you know, if we're going to argue about Barack Obama being in a territory, because technically wasn't Hawaii a territory when he was born
in
Hawaii?
No,
it was a state.
No,
okay,
it was a state.
Yeah, 62 was when he was born. He was already a state.
Mm-hmm. Well, Barry Goldwater 61. Was born in Arizona when it was a territory. No one argued really about him.
It was still a territory?
Was he born in Arizona?
You know what, Tim? Here's the thing. I think my dad and Goldwater should have used that to avoid the landslide at the last minute.
maybe you should have. I don't know.
Yeah.
In my opinion,
we should have gone. You know what? We just realized he's not really eligible anyway. So,
when did Arizona become a state?
I don't know about anyone else, but I don't keep my birth certificate in a Ziploc baggie. You know, and it stays in a safe so that way no one can get my identity.
Yeah, I think crazy right-wing people do, apparently.
Apparently they are just that crazy. Maybe they want everyone to have credit cards under their name and everything like that. I just don't get this debate anymore. He is a legal citizen.
Yes, I thank you. All right. I guess we've put that to rest for everyone but Lou Dobbs and his crazy listeners. Okay. Let's go to Steve in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, yeah, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, is Americans really as dumb as they appear to be to me?
Some are, yes, yeah.
I mean, really, the president sat up and he spoke last night and he answered every single question concerning health care that was out there. But yet people still don't understand. I mean, he wasn't talking quantum physics.
I said that was my impression, too. I think that's most pundits' job is to look to nitpick and look for the negative. But I thought, again, this isn't about the president's performance. You know, healthcare is really, really important. I thought you're right. I thought he answered the questions, you know. I don't know.
I don't understand. I watched Bill O'Reilly. I turned to his channel. The first thing he was saying was, I don't know what he was talking about. I thought to myself, who are you talking to?
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly's not a smart man. President last night. Yeah, what's like with the questions about his health care plan? Like, that's the point, right?
I would be happy to abide by the same benefit package. I will just be honest with you.
I'm the president of the United States, so I've got a doctor following me every minute. Which is why I say this is not about me. I've got the best health care in the world. I'm trying to make sure that everybody has good health care, and they don't right now.
Yeah, I mean, what a waste of time is that? Some stupid hypothetical question. Mr. President, would you be willing to follow... It's like, he's the president, you moron.
He's required to have a doctor following him.
His health is kind of relevant to a lot more people than just him. You know, let's go to Rich in Scranton, Pennsylvania. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Steph. I've got a really good idea for dealing with, like, these congressmen who think they have to pass a law about this whole birth certificate idea. Lou Dobbs, everybody. Just go online, find where you can get a copy of that birth certificate online, the one that Chris Matthews was waving around at the camera on Hardball the other night.
Yeah.
And then just mail it to these people with a little note that says, in case you missed it.
Yeah, they don't. It doesn't matter to them, though, Rich, because evidence says no. They're immune to evidence of any kind. Yeah, I love this. I don't know, which one is it? The congressman, the Republican congressman that's doing the bill about Obama's certificate? And, you know, he's like, no, Chris, I'm doing this to try and put this issue to rest. And he's like, yeah, nice try. Okay, well... Yeah, all right. You're playing to the crazies. That's what you're doing.
You're the best female Chris Matthews impersonator out there.
I think so. I work at kids' birthday parties. Yeah,
give me a thrill up my leg. Yeah. Ah,
I make balloon animals. How's that for a kitty? Fair enough? Okay.
Ah,
kids. 20 minutes after the hour. Right back with more of the President's Press Conference and the right-wing tools response as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you'll receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim17.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim17.com. Remember slim17.com. That's slim, then the number 17.com.
I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to David's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy and its amazing success rate. And in a matter of weeks, David was a changed student. His grades improved, giving him a new sense of confidence and a positive attitude towards his math.
If your child is struggling with fractions, algebra, or any other area of math, we can help. Math Made Easy uses top-notch teachers to coach your child on how to break math problems into five essential steps and gain confidence and mastery in math. Best of all, Math Made Easy is affordable for nearly everyone. Summer is an ideal time to strengthen math skills and get a head start on next year's math. Call 866-569-MATH. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call us now and get 1 month of Math Made Easy free. Call 866-569-MATH. That's 866-569-MATH.
Southbound 2 1/4, still dragging on that approach to Yosemite. Westbound 76.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Safe retirement question number 66. Want to know how to be 100% sure you won't outlive your money? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
It's time to think outside the box. Or, as they say at Creekside Tree Nursery, it's time to think outside the row. That's right, the trees at Creekside Tree Nursery are so plentiful, they've started making their own rows. Creekside Tree Nursery is overstocked, and right now, you can buy one tree and get the second one half price. From maples and oaks to crabapples and cottonwoods, the trees must go. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and J Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. That's creeksideboulder.com.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage. The official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
4 p.m. I'm going to be at the race as well, so join me there too. 303-426-4646 is Rocky's number for details.
Join the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Colorado for Wine and Wishes and help send children facing life-threatening illnesses to a favorite wish destination, like Hawaii. Wine and Wishes is August 7th at the Denver Marriott City Center. Call 303-750-9474 or go to wishcolorado.org.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Sharon in Florida on the healthcare debate. Hey, Sharon.
Hi.
Hello.
I am so angry, Stephanie.
Why?
Have you seen that commercial on CNN? I don't know how many other television stations. The woman from Canada who talks about the tumor in her head.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know the truth behind it. I was listening to the talk radio shows up in Canada yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this tumor was like a cyst on the back of her head. She mortgaged her house for $100,000 because the healthcare system up there said that it was an elective surgery. It wasn't cancer. It wasn't a tumor. It was not life-threatening.
Because it was a cyst.
She raised $100,000, went to the Mayo Clinic, and they removed it from her head. Shame on the Mayo Clinic for taking that $100,000 from her, first of all.
Right.
Wasn't a life-threatening situation.
Yeah.
And these idiot conservative Republican wackos are believing this crap.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if you saw the thing online, you know, somebody refuting all of these lies they tell about the Canadian healthcare system. I mean, you know, boy, if you read about it, it seems a heck of a lot better than ours. They're like pre-existing condition. Canadians are like, what's that all about?
And if you see Sicko, Michael Moore talks to some of his relatives who are quite happy with the Canadian healthcare system.
Yeah.
And why do you think busloads of senior citizens from America go across the Canadian border to get their medicines? Because it's a lot cheaper
by
there.
Two-thirds or something
exactly.
Like that. In Canada, you can, if it's not life-threatening, you may have to wait a couple of weeks or a couple, 3 weeks. If it is life-threatening and serious, you go to the front of the line.
Yeah, once again, the fear-mongering is just completely based on lies on the right. I mean, let's go to Cindy in Michigan. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Cindy.
Hi. Steph. I wanted you to know that, come to find out, the Republicans do have a hidden mandate to support abortion in their four-point plan, and it's so hidden, even they don't know about it. Michael Steele said that one of their most important points is that the government cannot come between the decisions made by the patient and the doctor. So abortion could be one of those decisions. They hadn't thought about that.
Interesting.
They want you to have every decision.
Except that one. Yeah. Right.
That one, that's not your decision. Wow. Okay. The president last night at the press conference.
Somebody told you that there is a plan out there that is guaranteed to double your health care costs over the next 10 years. That's guaranteed to result in more Americans losing their health care, and that is by far the biggest contributor to our federal deficit. I think most people would be opposed to that. Well, that's the status quo.
Very good point.
Yep. By the by, we're having trouble booking a Blue Dog Democrat, aren't we?
Interesting.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
They said they're not doing any more press. Interviews.
No questions.
They're like, oh, sorry, we've been bitch slapped by Ed Schultz. We can't. No more progressive press, I think, is what they mean by that.
Quite possibly.
We're having some weird cancellations.
I'm sure Bill O'Reilly would be
people
happy to talk to them.
May or may not have voted against the public option. All right. The Blue Dogs apparently got a deal on health costs. They emerged from a three-hour meeting at the White House yesterday with a tentative agreement to give an outside panel rather than Congress the power to make cuts to government-financed health care programs. The bad news is it's a concession to one subgroup, the Blue Dogs. It's likely to inflame others. That's, to me, the toughest thing about healthcare. There are just so many groups that are fighting for so many ridiculous different things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the challenge in getting this done, is trying to keep everybody happy. 28 minutes after the hour, back with more on the healthcare debate as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to David's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy and its amazing success rate. And in a matter of weeks, David was a changed student. His grades improved, giving him a new sense of confidence and a positive attitude towards his math.
If your child is struggling with fractions, algebra, or any other area of math, we can help. Math Made Easy uses top-notch teachers to coach your child on how to break math problems into five essential steps and gain confidence and mastery in math. Best of all, Math Made Easy is affordable for nearly everyone. Summer is an ideal time to strengthen math skills and get a head start on next year's math. Call 866-569-MATH. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call us now and get 1 month of Math Made Easy free. Call 866-569-MATH. That's 866-569-MATH.
Eastbound 6th Avenue still running sluggish between Sheridan and I-25. Same deal for northbounders on I-25 on that approach to Alameda. Off those main roads, we have crashes that could get in your way as well. One of them 38th and Brighton. Then there's one Alameda and Clarkson. That one should be out of your way shortly, but you could find some activity at that intersection for a little while longer. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 90, 91 degrees today. Currently, it's partly cloudy, but already 73. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. An ozone action alert is in effect. Please reduce harmful emissions from your gas-powered equipment and vehicles. Let's take care of our summer air. To find out more, go to ozoneaware.org.
How about you get hit in an automobile accident? That's why I bring up Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they fight these people all the time. So the big guys are not going to push the little guys around, because I got Mike Turner and Scott Henderson to step in. They're progressive lawyers, and they don't fool around.
Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Now at the Home Depot, get 10% off all Energy Star appliances of $398 or more. You save around $40 on the spot. An Energy Star refrigerator from GE, Maytag, or LG will also save about $60 a year in utilities. That's over $100 the first year, which makes it a pretty good year, because you got 10% off Energy Star appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. July 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
I'm Ellie the Mammoth.
And my friend said the sloth knows what being a great parent is all about.
I'm responsible, loving, nurturing.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
Stephanie Miller.
She can't even talk. She just kind of lays there. It's really sad.
And a tiny bit funny. Oh my God, I think I'm getting a contact high.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Roz in Atlanta on healthcare. Hello, Roz.
Hey.
Hey.
Can we have a 101 civics lesson right quick?
Okay.
On abortion, it's already been made illegal for the government to pay for them. It goes back to 1976.
Right. The Supreme Court, yeah.
It's not even open to debate. Anybody that brings up abortion, to change the abortion law and any other bill, you have to reopen the entire thing. And if they bring it up on the floor of the House, you're supposed to be called out of order. It is, abortion is a big non-issue. And
well, I think it's useful, though, in that the healthcare debate needs to be complicated further. I think that's helpful.
People are making it unnecessarily complicated by bringing it up. Don't you think they would have brought it up by now? Another thing, was I the only one that heard from millionaire talking heads last night?
From who?
Millionaire talking heads.
Exactly.
They're going to be raised.
It's the average middle class person that isn't being heard from, except for places like Stephanie Miller.
Exactly.
Oh, I understood everything the president said just fine. Thanks.
Yes, thank you, honey. All right. Yeah, it wasn't that hard unless you're Bill O'Reilly.
If you're poor, you have Medicare. If you're rich, you have access to whatever you want. If you're in the middle and you don't qualify.
Yeah, and that's why there's such a disconnect on healthcare. When you go to any of these town halls around the country, what people are actually saying and what they're doing in Washington is
right.
just completely...
Bill O'Reilly was really, really confused last night.
Oh, poor Billy.
I just want everybody to know I have no partisan dog in this hunt.
Of course not.
I want everybody to know that, all right? I'm not coming at this like Obama's some socialist nitwit. That's not what I do here, okay? I am wanting to understand how President Obama is going to improve your life and my life in the health care, the vital health care realm. I want to understand. I have a master's degree from Harvard University cost me $30,000 to get. I do not understand what the man is saying.
Well, for one thing, they're going to make it illegal for an insurance company to drop you because you get sick. And, you know, after you've paid into the system for years and years and years, suddenly, no, you're no en casa, and they're sure as hell not going to pay you back.
Chris,
the money you sent in.
Am I going out on a limb here by saying that I think Bill O'Reilly may be being, what's the word I'm looking for, disingenuous?
Yeah, just a skosh.
Perhaps.
You're a lying sack of crap.
I don't get it.
You're lying, scheming, stinking.
What's the problem?
You know who was being really disingenuous last night?
Mm.
Dick Morris, who was on with Bill O'Reilly handicapping.
What?
The press conference.
Just treat me as a guy from Levittown. All right. I'm making $55,000 a year, okay? And I want to ensure my family of my wife and two children. Is Obama's plan going to help me?
No. Obama's plan is going to kill you.
Well, how is it going to kill me?
Mm.
Because it will take away your doctor's ability to decide what care to give you.
Ah.
Wow, what? That is a big, fat lie. Wow. Wow.
You're a bald-faced liar. A f***ing liar.
Mm.
Because it'll give your doctor the right to come to your house and kill you with a knife. Just
Obama's fear-monger much? Obama's plan will kill you.
Yes.
It will kill you, Mr. 50,000 a year in Levittown. Wow. So unlike the insurance company's ability to come between you and your doctor right now, this will be different because... okay.
It will take away your doctor's ability to make medical decisions.
Mm. You know, may I go on record as saying I think Bill O'Reilly may be a dumb guy?
Yeah.
Mm. What is with the press? I mean, they're asking these long, detailed questions, serving it up for him so he can just give a lecture. And look, maybe I'm a dumb guy.
Yeah.
But I do this for a living. I don't know what the plan is.
Computer says yes.
Yes. I think you've summed it up. The plan is smart.
It's
you are dumb.
It's a very complicated situation. If they're asking complicated questions, it's because there are a lot of details to this thing that need hashing out.
Oh, dear God.
No, your doctor will kill you. That's all you need to know.
Michael in Los Angeles.
You know, I think disingenuous was the wrong word. I thought it might be Thule.
Thule.
Yeah.
Okay. Right-wing lying Thule.
I am not a right-wing tool. That is a right-wing tool.
Did you go to Tulane? You know what I'm saying?
Guys, you notice that a lot of people come here to Hollywood from around the world. I think it's because the Stephanie Miller show is here.
Yes.
Right.
I talked to somebody from the UK recently, and they're very, very upset about their health insurance. They're very upset because the government is planning on auctioning it off to private industry.
Right.
Ah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Their shows over there are doing the same fear mongering about American health insurance plans, right? You want the kind that they have in America? That kind of health care? Let's go to Kathy in Brooklyn. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Kath.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Hi.
Well, Bill O'Reilly has a what from where?
Yeah, he has a degree from Harvard.
Yeah.
Cost me $30,000. I never showed up for class, but I paid them the money.
Well, this is about the birthers, and this is kind of, I read the crazy sometimes. So I read yesterday where they see this actual birth certificate of Obama's, and they look at it, but then some of them are questioning whether or not Hawaii is a state.
Yes, yeah. Well, it is.
In 1961, it had been a state for 2 years.
No, but they're wondering whether Hawaii went through the correct procedures.
I see. So Hawaii...
If they're a state, if they're not a state.
Do we need to rip a star off the flag?
So Hawaii is in on the conspiracy
and
to
Alaska.
Make the socialist Kenyan the president. And I bet Jack Lord was involved somehow. What?
Huh?
He's the guy from Hawaii Five-0.
Right. You know who was involved?
Who?
King Kamehameha. Seriously.
And Pele, the volcano goddess. It's all her fault.
We have angered the volcano goddess by making the Kenyan president. Steve in Orange County on healthcare. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey,
good.
One thing I want Obama to do is to get it right. In construction, we call it measure twice, cut once. If they push this through like George Bush would have and get it wrong, it could really make all Americans suffer, and especially Democrats, for many years to come. If he gets this right and they take their time, I'm not talking about 3 more years. You know, if they spend the next 6 to 8 months to iron everything out, it'll benefit us all. Because
I would get that in normal circumstances, but you know, you have got to look at the Republicans' motivations. It is not to iron things out. It is to kill this. Yeah. It is to delay it until they can kill it so that they can hurt the president politically. That's the problem with delay. Is we've been debating this since 1941. You know, that's the problem. I don't think what we need now is time.
Well, there's some things that I don't want to see in there, and I'm sure Chris will agree with me on this one. Undocumented people here in the States, are they going to be able to get this free health care? I don't think that's fair.
Right-wing tool, Chris?
Don't throw me into this conversation.
Well, Chris, we all know how you feel about illegal aliens, so I have to be in there.
Exactly. Well, yeah, will illegal immigrants be able to get abortions under this law?
Well, illegal immigrants are clogging up the emergency rooms now.
That
so people with actual emergencies can't get in because they're using that as their primary health care.
Yeah.
So I'd much rather have a national health plan that covers everybody living in the United States than people using
or visiting
rooms.
The United States.
Well, and the other thing I mentioned the other day is, at times this debate reminds me of the comprehensive immigration reform debate, where they kept screaming, you're going to give amnesty to, how many millions was it, Chris? I don't remember.
A zillion.
Whatever.
And what
happened by not doing anything? They gave amnesty to the same 4 million people who are still here illegally.
And by the way,
they did nothing about it.
Being an American citizen and white doesn't protect you from infectious diseases like TB. That's antibiotic resistant. Yeah.
Do you think that health care should be afforded to people who are even visiting the United States?
Sure.
Like if you get...
I could go to Germany.
If you get a hangnail in Germany, you can go to the doctor and they'll take it out for you.
Chris in Jersey, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Steph. How you doing?
Good.
I'll make this quick so I can go check Bill O'Reilly's NBA stats.
Good.
I'm going to go to Snopes in a couple of minutes. I'm really concerned about this because I think this is just a lost opportunity. And I'm going to toss this out for you guys to consider is that what I told Ron Reagan on the phone a couple of weeks ago is that, to my mind, a single-payer proposal should have hit Congress's desk before the table settings got cleared at the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, Obama should be walking back from single payer. He should not be walking backwards from a public option.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's my, you know, I hate to sound really radical about this, but.
No, it's not radical.
I mean, it's nuts. I mean, the majority of the American people want this. And, you know, I wish him a lot of luck. I hope he reclaims the debate. And I see a lot of, redeeming things on this. But this has got to be a step towards single payer. That's the only way that's going to resolve this.
Yeah, I hope so, too. All right. 42 minutes after the hour, back with some more surprising comments on the health care debate as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That laughter sounds like the result of misbehavior.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-600-2097. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-600-2097. That's 1-800-600-2097. 1-800-600-2097.
Since OnStar began, we've responded to over 100,000 automatic crash alerts.
OnStar emergency, is please send someone. I'm bleeding. Okay, I'll get 911 on the line.
Police.
This is OnStar emergency. I have an accident on Basselton Highway. It was an airbag deployment in the accident. It was on the front and the maximum delta V was 16 miles per hour. I have 911 on the line.
Please come. I've got two kids in the car.
Is anyone injured?
I'm broken my nose.
We got the ambulance and police headed out there.
Okay. Honey, baby, OnStar called the police. They're coming.
In a crash, an OnStar advisor can automatically receive an alert and share your exact GPS location and critical crash details with first responders, so they're better prepared to help.
Are first responders there?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
OnStar is standard for the first year on 14 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Well, howdy! Not a bad drive as far as the highways go.
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paintstone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
All this summer rain has certainly been great for the shrubs at Creekside Tree Nursery, but now their shrubs are sprouting shrubs, making Creekside Tree Nursery overstocked. That's right, Creekside Tree Nursery is in need of inventory reduction, and right now you can buy two shrubs and get the third one free, plus get 30% off 6 to 12 foot pinions. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Belmont and J Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. That's creeksideboulder.com.
Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury product in Colorado. If you want to trade your gas guzzler for something new, six of our 11 models are eligible for Recycle Your Ride. This is a government-sponsored program that will give up to $4,500 to trade your high-emitting vehicle. With our complete knowledge of this government offer, Landmark Lincoln Mercury is your Recycle Your Ride headquarters. Test drive one of our luxurious vehicles with any of our knowledgeable, long-term, committed sales professionals. The Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKZ, and Lincoln Lincoln MKX are spectacular. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience and complete customer satisfaction, count on Landmark Lincoln Mercury, Denver's only exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We are Colorado's sales leader. We are your Recycle Your Ride headquarters. We're located at 5000 South Broadway, just north of Bellevue, and online at buylincolns.com. You have a lot of choices. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 board statistics.
Anywhere, Mike and Madison on the president's press conference last night. Hello, Mike. Welcome. Oop, I went to the wrong line. Hey, Mike. Welcome.
Yes. I wonder if anybody remembers what a Bush press conference was like. Bill O'Reilly, the reason why they can ask questions like that of President Obama is because he can actually answer them. Without saying something like, I got to repeat myself to catapult the propaganda.
Yeah, I agree that Bush's explanation of the cost drivers in Social Security was much clearer, really. That was he was the explainer in chief.
Changed my mother.
He was the explainer in chief, as you know.
Because the all which is on the table begins to address the big cost drivers.
Oh.
For example, how benefits are calculated,
for example,
is on the table.
For example.
Whether or not benefits rise based upon wage increases or price increases. Uh-huh. And there's a series of parts of the formula
things
that are being considered.
Uh-huh.
And when you couple that, those different cost drivers affecting those, changing those with personal accounts.
Oh.
The idea is to get what has been promised more likely to be or closer delivered to what has been promised.
Huh?
I don't understand. I don't know what I'm talking about. I heard some words in the little microphone in my ear.
Yes, and we can all agree President Obama doesn't speak with nearly the clarity that President Bush brought to his explanations.
Got all jumbled up somehow.
Complicated.
Plus I'm drunk.
All right. The president last night commented on the Cambridge police arrested the black professor for, breaking into his own house because he forgot his keys.
Mm-hmm. Walking to Cambridge police acted stupidly.
Oh,
in arresting somebody when there was already proof that they were in their own home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cambridge police are a little up in arms about that comment.
Yeah, well, they got his ID with his address on it.
Yeah.
And he's breaking into his own house.
Yeah. The president, again.
I don't know all the facts. What's been reported, though, is that the guy forgot his keys. Jimmied his way to get into the house. There was a report called into the police station that there might be a burglary taking place. So far, so good, right? I mean, if I was trying to jigger into, well, I guess this is my house now, so it probably wouldn't happen. But let's say my old house in Chicago. Here I'd get shot.
Yeah.
May I go on a limb and say, I don't think the president actually has keys to the White House.
No.
I don't think he had to fumble in his pocket after that date to New York and drunkenly look for... Which one is it, Michelle?
That's one good thing about being the president. You don't have to carry your keys
right
around. And
more
you probably
money.
Don't even have to carry a wallet.
All right.
You know me.
You don't even need an American Express.
No.
Bob in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Bob.
Hey there. This is also on greatpanthers.org.
Oh. America's Got Talent.
Conservatives and Republicans want to kill health care reform, my friend. Their shock and awe campaign of fractured facts will never end. They just want your benefits to benefit their Wall Street friends. And we pay through the nose for the CEOs and corporate dividends.
Okay.
Yeehaw.
Well, profit before people and greed before goodwill is their battle cry as they move in for the kill. We the people are collateral damage, nothing less and nothing more. Make no mistake about it, we are in an all-out war. Big health insurance went to Congress to ensure its own survival. And ensure health care reform arrived there dead on arrival. I've said it once before, and I will say it once again. Don't want to pay through the note to the CEOs and corporate dividends.
Okay, Bob. So, all right.
Now's the time to wake up this nation. Now's the time.
Okay, all right. right. Oops, oh. Something happened there. Oh. Sorry about that. Thank you. So you think you can sing. Okay.
Well, no, I mean, he was good. Long song going to break
the
work for talk radio.
On the longish side for us, but thank you. That was delightful.
That's why we keep things to a minute or less here on the Stephanie Miller newscast.
But there are 12 more verses.
No! Second verse, a little bit longer.
He'll call back and say, you cut me off.
Yes, I did, on purpose. Elaine, and that always happens to that line, Chris. You know how that happens.
Oh, shucky darn.
Elaine in Chicago.
Hi, Stephanie. I won't sing to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm concerned about that special panel that the president agreed to with the Blue Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Special panels, they often have special interests on them, and they're not transparent, and we don't vote for the people on it. So I think that's a really bad idea.
Well, it's just, you know, here's what I worry about. It's just trying to, you know, give too many, you know, concessions to too many groups, and then other groups go, hey, we want, you know, it's just that's the problem. It becomes endless, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The Blue Dog signaled Wednesday Congress is far from fulfilling its goal of overhauling health care. We're making progress, however, we have a long way to go, said the head of the Blue Dog.
Like the end of Obama's second term? Is that the how are you going to drag it out?
Mm-hmm.
Jim, did you hear this story yesterday about Charlie Rangel?
Charlie Rangel? Hey, it's that mimic.
Oddly enough, a reporter's overheard a remark he made. Wasn't meant to be public, but it's really hard for Charlie Rangel, Hank Rangel, to whisper.
Yes.
Because he's
talking as quietly as I can.
He said no one wants to tell the speaker she's moving too fast, and they damn sure don't want to tell the president, he said to a fellow lawmaker as they walked into a meeting. And it oddly was overheard because he is...
Charlie Rangel?
Yes.
What? I am whispering. What are you talking about? It doesn't get any quieter than this.
Everyone else is yelling, is Charlie Rangel's whispering. Let's go to Holly in Manhattan. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Holly.
Hey.
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 Go ahead.
Oh, what's wrong with this statement from a previous caller a few callers ago, which was, do you want illegal aliens to get this free medical coverage?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was wrong in that statement?
Yeah, well, I mean, Jim made the point that, you know, the reason now you can't get in the emergency room is because,
No. The word is free. This plan is not for free.
Right. Yes, I got it.
Coverage. It's for a plan that everybody could buy.
Yes, exactly.
And pay for.
Right, but Jim made the good point is what he's saying is when you...
I'm saying if we did have single payer...
Because when you use emergency room for primary care,
the
obviously
point is,
that...
The point is, if your nanny has non-treatable tuberculosis, your kids have it too, and so do you. You can't just say, well, you people can't have health care. We do, so we're fine. But
okay, and also, one more thing.
Yes.
Be sure to see Virginia Fox on YouTube. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you.
The North Carolina representative?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you. It really is the spirit of the Republicans.
She's the one that called the Matthew Shepard murder a hoax.
That
it wasn't really a hate crime or because he was gay.
She's an extra big bucket of crispy wing nut.
Yes, she is indeed. What is the fool me once? What is that? What is the clip about? I missed it. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either, actually.
Oh.
I can't stand to look at her.
Yeah, she's very hard to look at.
She's nausea-inducing.
She looks like a cross between the crazy hair John McCain town hall Muslim woman and the baggy woman. She looks like a cross between those two right-wing delights.
With a little bit of Barbara Mikulski thrown in.
Now.
What?
Let's go to... Oh, you figure we'll never book her again anyway.
No, we're not going to book her. So.
Will in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Will.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Just a little bit of an update news for you. Michael Jackson's still dead, number one.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just in case anybody missed that. Also, the other thing in the news I found out yesterday, everybody's aware of the fact that United Healthcare last quarter alone, $87 billion in profit, a rise of 155% over last year.
Yeah.
What other companies out there are making 155% profit off the backs of Americans?
Yeah, in this economy.
In this economy, right. Stephen Helmsley, who's the CEO of United Healthcare, $9.34 million. The CEO, $4 million. And the next, the CFO, $11 million. That doesn't even include their options that they got. That's actual cold hard cash in their pocket.
Yeah, let me give you a little FYI, a little breaking news for all y'all. The health insurance companies, they don't really care about you.
No.
By the way, so there's new ads that are also out to confuse you. It seems like they're backing the president's plan. Yeah, they're voicing support for a central element of the Obama administration's plan, making sure everyone is covered. But I'll tell you what statistics they use and how in that ad to trick you. As we continue, 57 minutes after the hour, that tinsel talk and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Special lady, I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Oh, not you, baby. Our baby, baby. And recent scientific studies on lactation. Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN. 4woman.gov. Or talk to your health care provider. Babies are born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council in this state.
Restaurant owners Rachel and her husband had a run-in with the IRS.
Before we knew it, I owed $90,000. We had a revenue officer standing in our restaurant. It was a very scary day, and that night, my husband and I had a really big fight.
In a panic, they jumped at the first chance for relief.
We didn't do our homework. They weren't attorneys, and we pretty much got scammed.
Then they turned to a trusted friend.
Our business attorney recommended Nationwide Tax Relief. They were awesome.
The attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief saved their restaurant.
They ended up saving us between 40 and 50% of our tax debt. It was a miracle for us because we could keep the business open.
If you owe the IRS or state more than $20,000, call the attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief. 1-800-947-0828.
We're so married, thank goodness, and my husband and I are happy clients of Nationwide Tax Relief.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief now. 800-947-0828. 800-947-0828.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Bullish days on Wall Street as the Dow pushes past 9,000. Market analyst Art Hogan.
We have a trifecta of pretty good news here. Earnings reports, economic data, and commodities remaining firm, and I think that's the driver of the market.
Right now, the Dow is up 136 points and the NASDAQ 31. Another sign that the real estate market is turning around. Sales of existing homes climbed in June by more than 3.5%. Walter Maloney is with the National Association of Realtors.
We've got three monthly gains back-to-back in home sales. First time that's happened in 5 years. That's a hopeful sign.
I'm Barry Bagnotto in Baltimore.
There are huge opportunities out there.
Baltimore realtor Susan Miskowski.
Properties are really reasonably priced these days. There's tons of money out there available for people.
And she says a big selection. Statistics, though, suggest inventories in many areas nationwide are shrinking, a sign of stabilization and that the window for the best deals may not be open long.
A surprise second quarter earnings report from Ford, boosted by erasing debt from its books. Ford posted profits of $2.8 billion. Ford CEO Alan Mulally sees even better days ahead.
I think the second half will grow, and I think we'll see substantial growth in 2010.
Federal officials say some 30 people in New Jersey, including two mayors and a state assemblyman, have been arrested as part of a corruption and money laundering investigation. WCBS reporter Paul Murnane.
This is being described by the U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey as a two-track federal probe of corruption and a, quote, high-volume international money laundering conspiracy.
Among those picked up, the mayors of Hoboken and Secaucus, as well as the deputy mayor of Jersey City. Federal investigators say a suburban New York City man recruited by Al-Qaeda is now providing valuable information to the government in the war on terrorism. Court papers unsealed yesterday reveal Brian Venus has been kept under wraps since his January guilty plea on charges of giving Al-Qaeda information on the New York subway system. WCBS reporter Mike Zirinax.
The government says that while he was in Pakistan, he received military training from Al-Qaeda and has admitted to plotting and participating in rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Afghanistan.
Now, fresh from his primetime news conference, President Obama will continue his health care reform push by traveling to Cleveland for a town hall meeting. Mr. Obama's approval rating may have diminished somewhat here, but as CBS's Kimberly Dozier reports, his stature has improved the way the rest of the world views the U.S.
The Pew Research Center says President Obama's popularity has given America's image abroad a major boost. According to a survey of 21 nations, some 71% of respondents had at least some confidence in the president's handling of world affairs.
A French Navy captain says his crew has detected the black boxes of a Yemeni plane that crashed into the Indian Ocean near the Comoros Islands last month. Cormoran and French authorities are still investigating the cause of the crash. The 12-year-old girl, the only survivor among the 153 people on board. This is CBS News.
If you haven't thought about your car's battery in a while, it's time to talk to someone who has. The pros at Advance Auto Parts. They know all about batteries, how long they last, and when they should be replaced. One conversation at Advance could be the difference between being sure or being stuck. And if it turns out you do need a new battery, Advance has one for almost every make and model and will install it for you right on the spot, free of charge. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
The Olympus U.S. Open Series is back. It must be love. Watch Federer, Serena, Nadal, Venus, Roddick, Sharapova, and others as they compete across 10 cities in 6 weeks, all leading up to the U.S. Open with $30 million on the line. Tune in to ESPN2 this weekend as the excitement kicks off at the Indianapolis Tennis Championships. Semifinals Saturday at 1:30 p.m. and finals Sunday at 3 p.m. For complete TV listings, go to OlympusUSOpenSeries.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Black Hawk and Chinook helicopters.
From Consumer Reports, cooling your home. I'm Maurice Sprance. The most common mistake people make when it comes to air conditioners is getting the wrong size. Underestimate your cooling needs and you could end up sweating. Overestimate and you'll have a cold, damp space. Before installing a central air system, have a contractor do a load calculation to determine the required cooling capacity. This step is an important one as well if you're upgrading an existing system, since changes made to improve your home's energy efficiency, such as replacing windows or adding insulation, can reduce your cooling needs. On the other hand, if you've added living space, you might need more cooling. After the required cooling capacity has been determined, focus on installation. Adding a central system is relatively straightforward if you already have ductwork for your heating. But if your home doesn't have ducts, adding them can be expensive and messy. If you're in this camp, consider a split ductless system instead. Split ductless systems are similar to central air in that they can cool multiple rooms but need no ductwork. Choosing a reliable central air system is crucial because breakdowns are inconvenient and costly. According to our latest product reliability survey, Trane, the market leader, along with Rheem and Rood, were less likely to need repairs than those from Goodman and Heil. Of course, central air isn't right for every home. Recommended window air conditioners in our next report. I'm Ernie Sprance for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one and only
entertaining Austrian fashionista Bruno has burst onto the silver screen to very good but not incredible reviews. In this follow-up to 2006's Borat mockumentary, creator Sacha Baron Cohen once again dances perilously close to the edge of the comedy cliff. Prepare for one of the most outrageous, insensitive, elaborate, offensive movies of recent times.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Eric Bollard, senior fellow at Media Matters for America, on the Celebrity Hotline this hour to talk about birthers. People still demanding to see President Obama's birth certificate. Okay, this hour of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Chevy Open House. We made it easy to get into a new Chevy with low, straightforward pricing on remaining 08 and 09 models. It's simple. The price on the tag is the price you pay. Go to Chevy.com/openhouse for details. Excludes Corvette ZR1 at participating dealers only. Woo-hoo! the president gave his big press conference on health care last night. David Axelrod, his senior advisor.
Yesterday. Even if they pass on the floors of the House and the Senate, there's still a lot of work to be done before this is done.
Yes, and so we will have to listen to the blathering of a lot more right-wing tools like Mary Madeline.
The big government Democrats have been trying for 60 years to have big government health care, and their repeated failure hasn't killed a one of them. And I could make a contrarian argument that to lose today would be augur well for tomorrow. If he wins these role of government, these fights, he cannot get reelected in 2012. That's just the reality. So if he's taken a long view, he should not be so breathless about getting done.
Oh, he's being breathless.
Yes.
And Dick Morris, for instance, is very reasoned.
Literally breathless.
He gets winded by a long sentence. He's in such bad shape.
What I'm trying to say is...
Oh, by the way...
Sounds like Wonder Bug.
But the problem, Bill, is clearly...
Yeah, did you hear him last night? I think he, wow. Speaking of getting breathless, he summed it up by saying the president wants to kill you.
Yes.
Just treat me as a guy from Levittown.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm making $55,000 a year, okay? And I want to ensure my family of my wife and two children.
Mm-hmm.
Is Obama's plan going to help me?
No. Obama's plan is going to kill you.
Well, how is it going to kill me?
Huh?
Because it will take away your... doctor's ability to decide what care to give you.
No, that's incorrect.
No, that's what the insurance companies do now. They'll drop you. Oh, sure, the doctor will say you need this treatment, but your insurance company won't pay for it because you have the temerity to get sick.
By the
cancer,
way, if you think
we're gonna cover that.
If you think Dick Morris is an expert on health, look at him.
Well, CBS has the best health care in the world. This is why I'm such a fine specimen of a man because my doctor is unhappy. But socialistic.
He sounds like a dying Model T.
It's like Jack Benny's Maxwell.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you listen to the first part of that answer, it was...
No.
You couldn't even get through no.
And did you hear him cough in the middle of that?
Yeah.
Clack. $55,000 a year. That's lunch money.
Okay.
Lunch.
All right.
I need more food. Look at me, I'm wasting away.
He's crazier than a birther, in my opinion. What can I say? We got to talk to Eric Bollard about the new birther movement. Yikes.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut.
Did you see this? It's like this town hall with this crazy woman. Did you see she had a birth certificate in a baggie?
I want to know. I have the birth certificate here with a seal on it. Why are you people ignoring his birth certificate?
I want to go back to the good old days.
This is unconstitutional.
And I want my country back.
He's black.
What was even scarier is the people cheering.
Sometimes you feel like a man. Sometimes
you don't.
Kill him! The Republican Party. Democrats?
No.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut.
I don't like the fact that he thinks us white people are trash. Because we're not.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah, baggy woman has replaced crazy hair woman in my affections now.
Yeah. I have read about him, and he's an Arab.
And then John McCain's response, remember, was even worse.
He's a decent family man, citizen.
Unlike
man.
Muslims, he's a good, decent family man. Oh,
I want my country man, he's a Muslim.
By the way, some Arabs are Christian.
Yes,
Muslim and Arab are not synonymous.
Yeah, Arab is not a religion.
Oh, boy. He's an Arab. All right. And I believe the president opened his press conference last night by saying, by the way, white people are trash. I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. I just want to start by saying.
His mother was white people.
Mm-hmm. That's what he meant. His mother was trash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, science stack, Jim. A new species of horny toad has been identified in California.
Ah! The horny toad in California is stealing my act with the groping and the fondling and the rubbing of the boobies and things of this nature.
Not that kind of horny.
That's a joke. That's a joke about the governor being a groper. Okay.
It's a kind of fish, the groper.
All right. And drunk stack, guess what?
What?
Cocktail culture is back.
Whee! Hooray!
The return of the old man cocktail.
Merry Christmas, my stars and garters. It's about time.
Donald Rumsfeld
time again.
Donald Rumsfeld's
bellying up to the bar.
In the bars from Los Angeles to D.C., mixologists.
With Ryan Bitters.
Ryan
said there's
Bitters.
A renaissance of crafted cocktails on what Grandma used to call a highball.
My grandparents taught me how to make a highball at the age of 8.
I bet Rachel Meadow
makes it. That's come in handy in radio.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned, the Tom Collins, and the martini are a few of the drinks that are
You've
back.
You've got to have Rachel Maddow be your bartender at, at your next party.
Oh, how great would that,
wouldn't that be?
Hot?
Oh, my God.
Oh. There's a one popular recent class in D.C., How to Drink Like Mad Men. That's the movie where Washingtonians learn to make a vodka gimlet or a Manhattan.
It's a TV show.
Yes, Mad Men.
Yes.
Yes. It's very good.
An old-fashioned, would you like to know, bourbon, simple syrup, bitters. Bitters in every old man drink.
That's right.
Two orange slices, two brandy cherries. A Tom Collins is gin, lemon juice, simple syrup, soda water, orange slice, and brandy cherry. Mm. A dry martini, of course, gin, vermouth, a chilled olive, and a lemon twist. There you go.
I'm not a fan of the martini.
Why aren't there any drinks with rye in it, like my landlady in New York used to drink, Kay Rooney?
I'm not at fond nine of maraschino cherries.
At 9 in the morning.
So much, but
Stevie, get ready for a guess of rye.
At no. 9 in the morning.
No, thank you.
Computer says no.
No.
Did you have the rye in my coffee?
Did she ever stumble around the hallways of your building? Just, I mean, you got to be drunk by 4 if you start
Stevie,
at 9.
I bet it rye.
She never sent you to go get her some rye,
no,
did you?
No, she always had rye. 50. Oh, she was never out of rye.
Now, was it in jugs with 3 X's on the side?
No, that's corn moonshine. Liquor.
Oh, that's corn liquor?
That's corn liquor.
Okay.
Take it out for sale. Come on down.
That's what I think of when I think of rye.
I remember she used to leave me a
Jethro, give me the jug with the 3 X's on it.
She used to leave me long, drunken, rambling messages on my machine about recycling or
whatever. Jeez, Karen, listen. If Josie wins a million times, you can't up with the bottles with the papers and the cans. I'll get a shot.
She's Susan Estrich.
Exactly. All right.
Although I think Susan Estrich is less a fan of rye than Kate Rooney.
Listen, you need rye if you're going to go on the Fox News.
That's true.
Let's check some entertainment news, shall we?
There's no business like show business.
It's time for Tinsel Talk. Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood with Stephanie Miller.
Thank you very much. Yeah, my friend said to me the other day, she was remembering one night I had some friends at my house and I was going to do Larry King.
Yeah.
And she said, you're my hero. You had like a Sudafed and a... I must have had a little cold or something. I had a Benadryl, a Sudafed, and a few glasses of wine, and you still, and you were fabulous. And I said, well, thank you.
Wow. That takes some doing.
Then you collapsed immediately.
Yeah. All right. Megan Fox turned down the chance to play a Bond girl opposite Daniel Craig in the next installment of the 007 franchise.
I don't think she's smart enough to be a Bond girl, actually.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
She refused the offer because she wanted to have a bigger part in the film than simply playing the love interest, which is, I guess, not big enough for her. Hmm. Sir Sean Connery, former Bond, was involved.
Okay. So it seems the House of Cards is about to tumble, eh? I read when Megan Fox, she of the squirrely tattoos and proud promiscuity, turned down the chance to be a Bond girl. She said it was because she wanted to have a more central role in the film, and not just as the love interest to Bond. I take that to mean she wanted to be the only woman in the relationship. Must be difficult for the young and beautiful little biscuits to be upstaged in the femininity by Daniela, standing there and radiating estrogen as he does. I was there once, so take it from me. The lassies love to fall in love with their leading man. It makes their performances ever so much more believable, to themselves and the audience. How is a lust bucket like Ms. Fox going to turn in a performance that's heterosexual in the slightest after an afternoon of twittering with that Ponzi Sassenach get about shoes and feminine hygiene products of the cosmopolitans? Even that sub-adolescent child of birth has made little time with the Megan creature, and his testes have yet to ascend fully. No, the course of action is clear. Raid the cast of La Cage aux Folles, find Daniela her helpmeet, and change the name of the franchise. Bung. James Bung. I'm sure.
Oh, all right. And finally, Adam Sandler's fatherhood has ruined his sex drive. He said he instantly thinks of his second daughter when he sees his wife naked. Huh? He said, I don't see women as sexual beings anymore. When I see a vagina, seriously, all I want to do is powder it. I just don't want them to get rashes. There's nothing arousing about it. When my wife is naked in front of me, I think, should I get a diaper? That is so sad. that.
Wow.
We have some more of Adam's thoughts.
From here to Carolina, when I see a vagina, nothing could be finer than changing diapers in Regina. I get a case of angina when I see a vagina. I can't get busy with my wife, it's such a drag. Having two daughters turned me into a big... Put on your spectacles, try and find my testicles. From the east to the westicles, where the f*** are my testicles? My life is a big mesticles. Being a dad has taken both my nads.
Okay.
It's a new version of the Hanukkah song.
Yes.
Okay.
Who knew how many things rhymed with that? That's all for Tinsel Talk. I'm here always. Tell your friends if you'd like more Jim Ward Foldroll.
Check out Jim Ward's apocryphal but true, for which there's a title ad at the Stephanie Miller website, stephanmiller.com.
And buy the downloadable album.
How many words do rhyme with vagina?
I think I covered them all.
I think I got them all. Yeah. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Done. Our work is done here. All right. Where's my Dragnet music? The feds have raided Dr. Conrad Murray's office. He's had the misfortune to be Michael Jackson's cardiologist.
No.
He was there when he died. Nice. The traveling cardiologist. The Houston office of Dr. Conrad is currently being raided by federal authorities. They're looking for all medical records pertaining to Michael Jackson. Two LAPD detectives are also arrived on the scene, along with members of the Houston Police Department and the DEA's tactical diversion team. Holy moly, and a dozen or so other DEA agents were there as well.
There's a tactical diversion team?
Wow, we...
What, they had to create a diversion?
Apparently.
Look over here!
I don't know what the diversion is, but yeah, something. All right.
Wow.
Oh, look, shiny keys.
Okay. Delisted.com, one of our... Oh!
Oh, it's the diversion squad! Run!
Yeah, they just carry, go around shaking keys at people.
I don't know what it says, diversion, for Michael Jackson. Look over here, Emmanuel Lewis has a stomach ache. One, what? Oh, that's okay.
No, that would be for Michael Jackson. They were trying to divert
the
doctor.
I see.
Michael Jackson
my
is...
Bad. Delisted.com, one of our favorite purveyors of snark.
Yes.
Has a hilarious piece about Kathy Lee. They say on the drunk hour of today's show. I guess that's the last
fourth hour, yeah.
Tori Spelling said it was hump day. This caused a giant bubbly question mark to form above Kathy's head because she claims she's never heard the term hump day.
What?
Hump day being used to describe the middle of the week. Kathy then said that hump day for her and Frank is usually on Thursdays. Oh, God. I would say it's too early for this, but it's always too early to hear about Kathy and Frank awkwardly smashing into each other's weather genitals.
I'm guessing that'll be on SNL this weekend.
Oh,
this is snarky. Yeah. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, back to some more.
I really feel sorry for Hoda Kotb, Kathy Lee's co-host on the fourth hour.
I feel sorry for her name.
Well, yeah.
Oh, dear. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, back with a skosh more celebrity stack and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
To be honest, I've never seen such dysfunction.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, AM760.net.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 800-506-9926. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt Free Stimulus today at 800-506-9926. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit cards and are working now but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt Free Stimulus today at 800-506-9926. Get your life back on track. You deserve it.
With my dry eyes, it felt like a sandstorm in my eyes, and I knew it could lead to eye health issues, so it was hard to focus on anything else. But now I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Mild, moderate, or severely dry eyes? There's a Clear Eyes brand tears product for you. Each Clear Eyes product bathes eyes with extra moisturizers that restore a healthy, moist environment the way nature intended for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
I finally see a solution.
Clear Eyes tears products for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
It's the medicine your mom gave you as a kid. The medicine you trusted when you were pregnant. And for many, it's what you rely on to ease arthritis pain. Tylenol has been trusted for over 50 years. And while store brands make pills that look just like Tylenol, it's important to know they're not made by Tylenol. The only way to get the brand you've trusted your whole life, the brand doctors recommend most, is to buy the brand doctors recommend most. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
From Consumer Reports and eBook Showdown, I'm Ernie Sprantz. If you're shopping for an eBook reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS 700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC. It's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's 5-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. And bestsellers cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
As the first season of Discovery Channel's Pitch Men drew to a close, infomercial star and series frontman Billy Mays passed away in his sleep at the age of 50. The series followed Mays and his longtime business partner and fellow pitchman Anthony Sully Sullivan as they attempted to market new inventions and products. No word yet on whether Pitch Men will be renewed for a second season.
ANproject.org.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Oh my God, have you seen Michelle Obama's sleek new hairdo? It is fabulous. It's a new shorter look.
You know what? Look, her hair makes her look like the mom in Family Circus.
At least she doesn't wear mom jeans like her husband.
That is true.
All right. Oh, Chris, you're going to need to cancel your next vacation, which I'm sure you were going to see the Cheddar Cheese Neil Armstrong sculpture.
Because, I was.
It has melted.
Sorry
to say.
It's one small step for a hunk of cheese.
Well, at least it's now
one
ooey.
Giant pot of cheese fondue.
At least it's now ooey gooey and delicious.
Mm-hmm. Officials at the Ohio Museum dedicated to Neil Armstrong say a cheddar cheese sculpture of the astronaut softened and fell from its base.
Did they leave it out in the sun?
Nearly one ton of cheese fell from the base of the, it's the air conditioning unit turned off by mistake.
Now it's Velveeta.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But melted cheese is so good. Mm. Oh, my God.
Speaking of sun-melted cheese, though.
That's true.
Speaking of good, guess who the latest celebrity is to get their own perfume? Amy Winehouse.
What?
Oh.
Who wouldn't want a perfume that smells like vomit and gin?
Yeah. And cigarettes.
It's going to be called...
And heroin.
It'll be called Pool of Sick. Okay. TheSuperficial.com writes... Keith Sutherland bends the law to his will.
Oh, no.
Kiefer Sutherland will not face charges for drunkenly headbutting fashion designer Jack McCullough, according to the AP. Misdemeanor assault charges against the actor are being dropped because the alleged victim wouldn't cooperate with prosecutors. Because he's Jack Bauer, so he would, retaliate.
Wow.
Superficial.com writes, Jesus, leave it to Kiefer Sutherland to prove that drowning yourself in whiskey really does make you above the law, which coincidentally means the leprechaun who tells me to drink every morning was right. I'm sorry I doubted you, Mr. Tiny Shoes. Here's an M&M. What's that? The ones at the bar are more delicious? Get your coat. All right, Jim, here's a conspiracy sausage I'd like to slip you this morning. Osama bin Laden's son was probably killed by a U.S. missile strike in Pakistan earlier this year.
Interesting.
The counterintelligence official said it was 80 to 85% certain that Saad, he's one of my favorites, Saad bin Laden, who was in his 20s.
He's not as good as Gummo, but...
Maybe he joins his father in being dead.
Yeah, maybe he was starting to talk about his dad being dead, so he needed to be dead also.
All right, speaking of problem spots around the world, Hillary Clinton has said North Korea has no friends and that it must denuclearize.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing is going right.
Oh, here we go.
That's
okay.
Pretty.
Hey, pick up James Taylor.
And you need
you're behind the eight of all.
All right, we get
yeah,
the
I said
idea.
That already.
Yeah. All right.
Close your eyes and think of me. Catch up!
Yeah, James Taylor seems really, really
you
slow.
You are Soro Poke.
By the way, can I have some love music, please? Speaking of Hillary Clinton, she describes her courtship as Obama's chief diplomat. He was persistent and persuasive, certain they could have a great relationship, generous in giving her everything she wanted. In the end, the relationship became everything she could have hoped for. He was Barack Obama putting together his administration as president-elect. She was Hillary Clinton, Obama's main rival. That is... There's really some touching moments to this. I'll get to those next. And Eric Bowler from Media Matters on the Crazy Birthers as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show. Introducing the all-new Equinox from Chevy, getting up to 600 miles between fill-ups, making it the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway, better than the Honda CR-V, Toyota RAV4, and even the Ford Escape Hybrid. Motor Trend says with the 2010 Equinox, Chevrolet has a product that genuinely outperforms its best competitors. Learn more at Chevy.com/Equinox. That's Chevy.com/Equinox.
Based on GM compact crossover segment, EPA estimated MPG highway, front-wheel drive, CR-V 27, RAV4 28, Escape Hybrid 31, Equinox 32, excludes other GM vehicles.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with an interest rate of 1.9% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium or late withdrawal, no extra fees, forfeiture, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get any more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, Accelerated Piano Method, at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Heads up, everybody! Now you can get Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost for $19.99 a month for 6 months. So that means we really gotta bust our hump. I'm gonna need some experts on this one. So Mixmaster, I need you to handle music downloads.
Now, pizza lyrics, look to me. You'll kick them from your laptop to your MP3.
Big Eddie, I need you to beef up virus protection.
Sure thing, boss. As soon as I find my brass knuckles.
Shutterbug, I need you to handle the photo center.
I'll do it now. Fast. Happy. Maple. Be out.
And White Lightning, make those download speeds faster than ever.
Done.
Great. Get right on it.
No, I mean, I'm finished. It's done.
Get the biggest value in internet. Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost lets you download your favorite movies and music lightning fast. And the McAfee security suite is included. Get it all right now for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 7/31/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to performance service for new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation and taxes extra. For more information, visit Comcast.com.
When you're really in pain, everything seems to add to it. Relief can't come fast enough. Now there's new Bayer Quick Release Crystals, a whole new form of pain relief from Bayer that dissolves quickly on your tongue. With an extra pain-relieving booster, it's ready to go to work faster than caplets or tablets, which take time to dissolve. So before you know it, you're feeling a whole lot better. New Bayer Quick Release Crystals with a bold citrus taste. Just rip, pour on your tongue, and expect relief fast. Take with water as directed.
Head over to alittlepieceofhappy.com for your chance to win MP3 players, music downloads, or movie theater gift cards and more. Sweepstakes ends at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, July 26, 09. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Try it in. Get happy at alittlepieceofhappy.com.
Safe retirement question number 25. Want to know how to never lose your retirement and still take advantage of the stock market? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune in to the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, buy half-price tickets to see Blue Oyster Cult this Friday at the Grizzly Rose. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
It's like asking me to choose between Sarah Jessica Parker and
Stephanie Miller
in a hot body weird face contest. It can't be done.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. I am Stephanie Miller, and I have my birth certificate in a baggie. And that's why you know you're listening to a true American radio show. If only there was someone. Yeah. Wah! Who is it, Jim?
Hey, it's that senior fellow. He's not that old. At Media Matters for America, Eric Fuller.
One of our favorites. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
You know, I normally at Media Matters, you comment on things in journalism. The fact that this is even considered journalism, reporting on the birther movement, is somewhat hilarious, isn't it?
I know, and the thing is, and you know, Lou Dobbs has really stepped out and decided to be the cheerleader, at least for now. I don't know if he realized he was going to get absolutely pummeled the way he has. But, yeah, I mean, Lou Dobbs used to be a journalist. I mean, in the 80s and early 90s, I mean, he was doing awards and things like this.
Now, I know.
He's got his radio show, and he's got his TV show, and he just sort of traffics in this nonsense.
Well, I know. I mean, I heard this exchange on his radio show with the caller, you know, the birther caller, and with him saying, well, your point is certainly valid. No, it's not.
No, yeah, and that was sort of, I think that was like July 15th. He just sort of waded into it, and he was getting these calls, and he's saying, well, you might be, like a couple days later, he was like, oh, my God, you know, I've discovered the greatest conspiracy ever. I mean, that early sort of polite, you may be right, that just vanished, and he just sort of went totally all in with this stuff. He had the crazies on who have the lawsuits and things like that, and it's really been pretty astonishing to watch. And the only good thing is, like I said, he's been pummeled, and we've actually seen some conservative commentators coming forward and saying this stuff is just nonsense. It's killing us. Why are we even talking about this?
Right. I saw that exchange that you write about Chris Matthews, which was hilarious. I mean, we have an actual Republican congressman putting a bill forward.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dan Burton has signed on as co-sponsor. If you're not at all surprised.
And of course, he tries to go on Hardball and say, oh, no, we're just trying to put this to rest, Chris. And Chris is like, yeah, nice try.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because, I mean, this story is a year old. I mean, it was just about 12 months ago that, you know, the Obama campaign put his, you know, his birth certificate online to try to debunk all this stuff, and sort of the category of all good, no good deed goes unpunished. They then decided to take the birth certificate that was posted and then hatch this far more elaborate claim about, you know, he's, you know, it's a forgery, he's not eligible to be president. And here's the thing that I wrote about, and I think is important. Like, if you just look at it in this small realm, it's nutty and it's funny and it's, you know, sort of funny and it's sort of scary. But the larger push is clearly an attempt to make Obama seem suspect and foreign and not like us.
Right.
You know, the Manchurian candidate. He's not who he says he is.
Yeah.
Well, and we saw this sort of this scare tactic with, you know, when Bill Clinton took over, you know. It wasn't so much his policies that the right wing went crazy about. It was, you know, him. He wasn't trustworthy. He had no moral grounding. He was a monster. He wasn't legitimate. And it's we're seeing the same thing with Obama.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's, you know, this the woman with the birth certificate in the baggie.
Yeah.
That woman. It really is. She's another version of the, you know, the John McCain town hall woman, right? He's an Arab. You know, it's...
And the key line in her little speech before she led the crowd in the Pledge of Allegiance was when she said, "I want my country back."
Yeah.
You're like, i.e., who is this guy? He's not legitimate. He's not one of us. You know, there's something wrong. We've got to get rid of him. I want my country back. This idea that certainly Fox News has been pushing since Inauguration Day, that this guy has taken over your country, and as patriots, you need to take it back. And
mm-hmm.
It's a really dangerous type of rhetoric.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, okay, so in the Urban Dictionary, they say a birther is a derogatory term used by those that oppose requiring President Obama to produce the long-form version of his birth certificate against those that do desire such proof. So what is this all based on, the long-form, short-form thing?
Yeah, yeah.
In 1961, Hawaii would produce a short-form version of its birth certificate for those born in foreign countries. However, the long-form version would produce such facts as attending physician, hospital time of birth,
right,
etc., blah, blah, blah. The short-form, anyway, what is this whole thing about, short-form or long-form?
The short-form is what the Obama campaign has posted online that everyone has seen and lots of reporters have seen and touched. It is the official Hawaii documentation of Barack Obama's birth. And now the conspiracy theorists have said, well, where's the long-form? Where's the original? They say the short form is just sort of this document that says, well, somewhere in a vault there's an actual long form, but we accept the short form. And so what they're saying is they want to sort of hurdle over the short form, and they're still looking for this long form, and that until they get that old-fashioned long form, they're not going to be satisfied, and Lou Dobbs thinks there's a document problem. What they completely ignore is this relentless announcement from the state of Hawaii that the short-form birth certificate is the legal state document.
Right.
He gets a passport. He gets a drive. Anything you want to do in the state of Hawaii where you need identification, the form that they have and the form that they use is the legal form.
Well, Hawaii.
So the birthers say the state of Hawaii is basically in on this too.
Well, exactly.
Well,
clearly Hawaii is foreign sounding and suspect, Eric, and they're clearly in on this whole thing, as are their newspapers published the birth announcement. They would have had to have been in on it too.
That's right. The Barack Obama's parents phoned in his birth announcements to mm-hmm. the Honolulu newspaper in 1961 from Kenya
yes, clearly.
Under the notion that one day he would run for president.
Yes, because as you know, Eric, Hawaiian newspapers are notorious easily tricked. And
so
yeah,
like
exactly.
Any good conspiracy theory, everyone is in on it.
Of course, it's a Kenyan socialist plot that was launched long ago.
But the funny thing, I mean, if you're just talking conspiracy, I mean, a good conspiracy has like hundreds of moving parts that no one can really figure out. You know, think of Whitewater. You know, I mean, there was all these cast of characters, and you could always keep moving the pieces. With this, it's sort of weird in that this year-long conspiracy theory is based around a single document. And the state of Hawaii has said this document is legit. So
they're saying they don't have a long form document, is what they're saying. Their document.
This
yeah.
is it.
Okay.
I mean, you can look, but this is it. And so this is a strange conspiracy theory in that it's built around an incredibly simple premise. And they just sort of keep not banging their heads against
it's
much more complicated than
but
that.
But, Eric, do any of them explain how the Hawaiian newspapers would have been involved in this?
Literally. I mean, they might have phoned it in.
Oh,
yeah.
From Kenya. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
And the document, the short form, is clearly a forgery. They've already proven that, in case you're wondering.
Mm.
So that is sort of knocked out of the box, and then it becomes a much more freewheeling discussion.
Oh, dear. Eric, before we let you go, I want to get your take on some actual news, some real news, for the president's press conference and what's happening with health care. Because, once again, he's just combating so many out-and-out lies in the right-wing media about the health care plan.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Republicans have really adopted sort of the kitchen sink approach, and the problem is, you know, Republicans literally have no access to the levers of power in Washington, but in terms of the Beltway press, whatever Republicans say is hugely important. And so when they go to the kitchen sink sort of mentality, sort of everything they throw out is immediately embraced and repeated. You know, we saw that phony flow chart from a week or so ago, which was immediately, you know, bandied all over TV as somehow representing any sort of facts. So it's a very difficult task. I mean, anytime you want to push through sort of true reform and historic legislation, you know, you not only have to deal with the politics, you have to deal with this noise machine, which is absolutely, as Senator DeMint from North South Carolina has talked about, is committed to making sure this fails. And the press sort of is just sort of going along with it, and we're getting a lot of process but not a lot of substance, which, you know, which is what they sort of do all the time.
But, you know, Eric, the thing that concerns me, and I'm sure you too, is that, you know, obviously some of the polling is showing some of this is working. Do you think it's going to work in the long term, or are we going to get health care reform?
Well, it's interesting. The polling, if you look at do Americans support health care reform, and specifically do they support the type that Obama and Democrats are talking about, that number has remained relatively strong.
Mm-hmm.
But the press doesn't really pay attention to that number. They're much more interested in this sort of weird question of how is Obama dealing with health care? And we've seen that number fall. But what does that mean? I mean, liberals might be disappointed with how he's dealing with health care.
Yeah.
Conservatives might be disappointed. It doesn't mean anything, but it's gone down sort of dramatically in the last couple weeks. So the press sort of gloms onto that. But the poll numbers that show a clear majority of Americans want health care reform, that has sort of gone down the memory hole. And we see a lot of sort of Chicken Little reporting about the legislative process. And there's no question it's hard, and there's no question he's facing hurdles, and that's all legitimate news. But it would be nice if they kept the perspective that, you know, he's still on the same page with the majority of Americans.
Yep, absolutely. Eric Bollert, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress.
No, Media Matters for America.
Oh, pardon me.
God.
Media Matters for America. Oh, dear God. See, now I'm going to have to be corrected in Media Matters.
We're going to put a post up right now.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on with us, Eric. We appreciate it as always. All right. There he goes. Oh, it's not as bad as the time you screwed up the title of Larry King's book. 43 minutes after the hour.
That's why we need to have Jim just announce and thank all of our guests.
All right. 43 minutes.
Neither one of us can screw it up.
All right. How the Republican senators are going to vote on Sonia Sotomayor, or as Mike Huckabee calls her, Maria, when we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God. I am already having a fantastic time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you will receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim17.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim17.com. Remember slim17.com. That's slim, then the number 17.com.
Now at the Home Depot, get end-of-season savings with 25 to 50% off select patio sets. With all the money you save on the furniture, you can invest in a new grill or an umbrella to dress up your patio even more. Or, for the autumn ahead, a fire pit to add to the warm glow you'll already feel when you save 25 to 50% on select patio furniture. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Every month, we get lots of letters telling us how much folks like GEICO's claim service. And I quote, "The adjuster assigned to my claim was incredible. He walked me through everything." Then there's this one. GEICO.com is very useful and lets you track your claims. And this. "I filed a claim at 4:15 on Thursday afternoon, and my car was in the shop at 10 a.m. on Friday." And my personal favorite, "Easy squeezy lemon peasy."
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
All right. Hey, if Congress forces this radio station to pay a performance tax to foreign record labels, you know what you get? Yep, nada. Say bye-bye to things you love to listen to. Weather, new music, community service. See ya. Congress knows this station already pays to play music. If radio is forced to pay more, you'll pay the price. Go to SaveYourRadio.org to tell your congressman to support the Local Radio Freedom Act. A message from this station and the NAB.
From Consumer Reports, some common camera goofs. I'm Reese France. As part of a test of digital cameras for the July issue, Consumer Reports surveyed some 8,200 online subscribers about the care and feeding of their digital cameras. Many failed to make the best use of their new point-and-shoots. 66% didn't regularly clean the camera lens. You should clean the lens before each use. This minimizes the risk of focusing problems and blurry areas on pictures. 45% left photos in their camera for at least a month. Photo files should be copied to a backup device, like a hard drive, soon after capture. This reduces the risk of theft or deletion. 39% didn't know whether the camera had scene modes, image stabilization, face detection, or burst mode. These features make shooting easier and can improve your photos, so check the manual for features you may be unaware of. 28% of those surveyed told us they cleaned the lens with a shirt sleeve, household tissue, or canned air. You should clean your lens gently with a microfiber lens cloth and lens cleaning fluid. This way, you won't scratch or otherwise damage the surface. And finally, for those upgrading to a newer camera, 13% disposed of their old camera in the trash. If possible, sell your current camera, give it away, or recycle it. I'm Ernie Sprint for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Alfonso in Chicago on healthcare. Hey, Alfonso.
Yeah, hi.
Hi,
Steph. I wanted to kind of reply to the folks commenting about illegal aliens, quote-unquote, and they're receiving universal health care by sharing an experience I had when I was in France a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a college teacher, and occasionally I would do student tours of Europe. And we were in France, and about to see the Eiffel Tower, and one of my students threw out her back.
Mm-hmm.
With agonizing pain. We called an ambulance, which took her to a public hospital in Paris. So a public hospital in a large metropolitan, world-class city. Well, from the time we walked in the hospital doors to the time she was discharged, 2 hours. The ambulance ride was free. The emergency room was free. The attending physician was free.
Wow.
The medicine and treatment he gave her was free. The only thing she had to pay for was when she was discharged, the attending MD gave her a prescription for painkillers for the next day to fill out at a pharmacy because the hospital pharmacy was closed. Now, I don't know how much she paid for that, but I'm pretty sure it was less than she paid a U.S. drugstore.
Yeah.
And then here's the crucial point. We weren't French citizens. We weren't residents. We weren't even illegal immigrants living in that country. We were tourists just passing through.
Yep.
And the next day we're on a train to Italy. And that's because over there, healthcare is considered a human.
Yep, and that's why France is number one in the World Health Organization's rankings of the best healthcare in the world. So, you know, there you go. There's the right-wing fear-mongering, and then there's the truth.
Free healthcare! Yeah. Free healthcare! Woo!
Yeah,
and it doesn't hurt the French, medical industry, because they have a lot of advances in medicine coming out of France.
Let's find out what healthcare is all about in Canada from John in Winnipeg. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, John.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Can you hear me good? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm here in Canada.
Hey?
Really what we want is the best service possible for the dollars allotted. It's a really simple thing. We have the most popular, one of our most popular political authors, Linda McQuaig. It's been covered in the Globe and Mail, our national newspaper, on CBC National News. The fact is, you guys pay twice as much per capita for health care services. We get universal health care. You guys are then expected to go out and buy insurance. It's understanding that you guys have middlemen that don't need to be there.
Yep.
In every other industrialized country, we don't have owners of HMOs taking as much as 70% of your investment. Understand, the government says we need to tax you for health care services. They don't say they're going to give it to a billionaire. In every other industrialized country, the money goes to a doctor or a nurse or to treat somebody who needs medical attention. In your country, the money's being pilfered because you're not getting the best service possible for the dollars allotted.
I think you speak for all of us when you say health care in America. What is that all about? Am I right?
Well, you know, they don't speech impediments. I haven't checked if they've got a
No one says a boot.
I kid.
A boat.
I kid. All right. David Axelrod making the same point I think the president made, that this whole, like, it's going to drive up the deficit.
People need to understand that health care costs are the single greatest driver of the federal deficits into the future, and we have to address that issue. It's not, if not now, then we're going to pay the price for it later.
Okay, Senator Kent Conrad, a Democrat of North Dakota.
Well, it's certainly important for us to listen to the president. He is eager to move a package along, and good for him. But this is hard. There's just no way around it.
Yeah, he's a bit of a blue dogger.
Yeah, a little bit of a, yes.
A little bit of,
but that's why President Kennedy said, we must do it because it's...
We do these things not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Senator Max Baucus, Democrat.
He's rebutting a lot of the negative comment that that some of the Republican Party have been saying against health care reform. That's the major portion of his statement. That's what he wants to do. In the meantime, he met with Blue Dogs because Blue Dogs has a concern.
Senator Chuck Grassley, he who is dating sugary drinks.
Yeah, it rhymes with Astley.
Yes. He doesn't want this done quickly because why? That might be a win for the president politically.
The president can push all he wants to, but we're committed to doing it right because restructuring our health care system, restructuring one-sixth of the economy ought to be done right, and a date certain is going to help. Mm. And I hope the president tonight does not say a date certain. I believe that he needs to be realistic. He was a member of the United States Senate. He knows nothing gets done in the United States Senate quickly.
Mm. Particularly if it's something that he wants done. That might be a win for the American people in some way as well. All right, the health insurance industry, they helped obviously scuttle health care reform 15 years ago. They have voiced support for a central element of the Obama administration's plan, making sure everyone's covered. That doesn't mean, though, they're backing the administration. Indeed, the leader of the insurance lobby has sent lawmakers a message, be careful what you change, because, quote-unquote, 77% of Americans are satisfied with their existing health care coverage. There's health insurance coverage. Have you heard this talking point?
No.
Mm. The president of America's health insurance plans invoked the statistic to argue against the creation of a government-run insurance option. But the poll she was citing was actually undercuts her position by 72% to 20%. Americans favor the creation of a public plan. People also said they thought government would do a better job than private insurers of holding down health care costs and providing
So they're
coverage.
Lying. They're just lying.
I guess I could have done that story a lot quicker by saying the insurance companies are...
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap. Huh. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Remember,
lies.
120...
It's like you have to lie to live. You're a liabetic. You have liabetes. Twice a day you have to take a shot of Insulin.
But none of that is covered.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So Senator Lindsey Graham said Wednesday he will vote for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor.
I understand the path of least resistance for me personally would be to vote no. That's probably true anytime you're in a minority party and you lost the election. But I feel compelled to vote yes. And I feel that this is the right vote for me and, quite frankly, for the country in this case.
Is he getting all mavericky up in there?
I don't know. Senator John Kyle has announced he will vote against Sotomayor, or as Mike Huckabee calls her, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Governor Charlie Crist announced this week that he opposes Sotomayor. What is he not? Doesn't he like women? What's wrong with him?
Florida is exceedingly tan and neat. Former bachelor governor.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess he doesn't like women.
Oh, right.
Well, Hispanics, which can get you in trouble in.
By the way, a story on the politicians and the twittering today.
Yes.
Because, you know, Sarah Palin twittered about the, oh, did you want to hear the unfortunate breaking news that, yes, an independent investigator found evidence that she violated ethic laws by trading on her position and seeking money for legal fees. So she twittered yesterday regarding an accurate story floating regarding ethics violation, legal defense fund matter is still pending. New info was just requested, even no final report.
Also, in addition to...
Actually, the guy that issued the report says it is final. So
it is final.
Yeah, it is final.
So she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. Or tweeting about.
Anybody see Arnold Schwarzenegger's tweet? He posted a puzzling video message on his Twitter page. He was wielding a huge knife.
Yeah.
Talking about selling state cars signed by the celebrity governor.
Yeah, he's selling autographs in order to cover the deficit, basically.
And if that doesn't work, I would cut you.
Yeah, the press secretary had no explanation for the knife that he was...
Is he losing it?
You know who is ruining America today, Chris, regarding Caribou Barbie? Davida Hanson.
And she's with...
She's the co-owner of the Peace on Earth Pizzeria, and a big Sarah Palin fan, who is not a fan of Peace on Earth, but that seems to be lost on Davida.
Okay.
She said she sees a little of herself in Palin, a working mother trying to do what's best for her job and family. Well, not so much her job, because she just quit her job.
Yeah.
She wants to be a mom and a family person. It's not a bad thing, Hanson said, recalling that Ms. Palin won her heart immediately after taking office when she followed through on a campaign pledge to sell a state jet. I love her, Hanson said, except that she didn't sell the jet. So that was lost on Davida as well. But she's just like her, just a working mom. One of the people ruining America today. All right, that's it for us. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
LOL. Well, AISI, it was NBD.
Kids are spending more and more time online, and even if you heard what they're typing, you probably wouldn't know what they're saying.
Some PPL, whatever. ISS.
They chat online in a language full of acronyms, and unless you use it every day, you won't understand it.
YIWGP.
You won't know what they're saying, or who they're saying it to. A lot of times, neither do they. Last year, one in five children was sexually solicited online. So here's an acronym for you. HDOP. Help Delete Online Predators. To protect your kids' online life and to get a full list of acronyms kids are using, call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Is your credit card debt getting out of control? Do you find yourself unable to keep up with the outrageous payments?
Landmark Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury product in the state. The new Lincoln MKZ and Lincoln MKX are spectacular. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Mercury Hybrids, Lincoln Navigator, and the all-new Lincoln MKS. These are not your father's Lincolns. Drive the Lincoln Mercury difference and you'll be a believer. Our team of knowledgeable, long-term committed sales professionals are ready to assist you and have thorough knowledge of how Recycle Your Ride can give you up to $4,500 and government assistance for trading your old gas guzzler. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience and complete satisfaction, count on Landmark Lincoln Mercury, Denver's only exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We are Colorado's sales leader. We have the largest selection of new and certified pre-owned Lincoln Mercury product in the state. We've been trusted since 1919. We're located at 5,000.